If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
It's time we started standing up to all of these mandates. You remember when the government told us, when Tony Fauci told us that we were going to lock down? He said it was for 2 weeks. And now it's been almost 2 years. And I'm going to tell you three things that you need to remember in this critical day and age. One is that once government acquires a power, it never lets it go voluntarily. The second thing that we need to know is that every power that government acquires, using this pandemic as a pretense, it will ultimately abuse to the maximum effect possible. And this is just a rule that is as certain as gravity. The third thing that you need to know is that nobody has ever complied their way out of totalitarianism. Every time you comply, the demands will get greater and greater. We need to resolve that here and now, this is the hill that we need to die on. They have come for our jobs. They've come for our transport. Now they're coming for our children. And we have an obligation as parents to protect them. There has never been a government in history that has told its people, we are going to demand that children sacrifice themselves and take risks to save old people. It's always the other way around. The old, the mature, the adults always put themselves at risk to protect their children. This is an ethical issue. It's a moral issue. It's an issue of character for each of us. And it's an issue about the preservation of democracy and public health. We all need to stand up now and do everything that we can to block these power plays by authoritarian powers that are trying to steal from us the health of our children.
Well, that apple didn't fall too far from the tree. Real presidential material there. Real leadership, just like Bolsonaro. He's got balls. Bolsonaro survived that deadly stab attack that hit his liver and kidneys when he was running for president a few years ago, but it's hit him hard. They shot at him and missed. They shit at him and hit, as they said in Wisconsin. Ladies and gentlemen, here we are. Wow. It is finally starting to dawn on everybody that the globalists have launched an economic paramilitary martial law takeover designed to collapse civilization. And this is a globalist criminal vision that we are under, and that's the enemy, and this is a new type of war. And we better figure out the new type of war. We better identify who's doing it to us, or we don't have a chance in hell of stopping it. But the minute we realize we're under attack and who the enemies are, they are extremely weak. But if you continue to deny the New World Order and play their little mind games and let them deny, you know, that all this is going on, and to have national headlines out from the ADL and the New York Times going, there's no such thing as mass psychosis. There's no such thing as mass formation psychosis. There's no such thing as mass Stockholm syndrome. And then you have all the government documents admitting it. So we've got so much to cover today, but the fight is on for the future. And know this. Globalism is corporate tyranny. I'm not against corporations and companies, but they become governments, and they become worse than governments and above the law. Think about the British East India Company as the model of this system we're under, and study it. You'll understand everything we're facing, because it is actually the same group that ran that is now the literal and cultural and corporate offspring and progeny of that British Empire project. We'll be back, ladies and gentlemen.
Christmas 2021 is over, but you've still got a really great chance to give yourself the gift of free speech and liberty and freedom into the new year, all at the same time making yourself healthier, wealthier, and wiser by boosting your immune system. Two of our top-selling products that have been sold out for a long time are now back in stock. Winter Sun, the highest quality vitamin D3, taken under the tongue for higher absorption, is back in stock. Despite the fact it's been sold out for months, it is 50% off. And then our number one bestseller of all time, Survival Shield X2 Deep Earth Crystal Iodine, the game changer, the missing link, not just for immune system, but all electrochemical activity in the body, it's back in stock, 50% off. So that's the New Year's special. And that's Christmas comes early in 2022, ladies and gentlemen. Give yourself the gift of health and clarity and focus with X2 and Winter Sun at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off for a limited time. Thanks for keeping us on the air.
Red pilling the planet in a multidimensional attack against tyranny.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Well, Morpheus is a fictional character in the 1999 hit movie with Keanu Reeves, Lawrence Fishburne, and others. But all of you in the fight against the Matrix-like New World Order are Morpheus. This broadcast is here to awaken the general public and the mass that is the archetype of Neo. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and I'm very, very honored to be here. Let me tell you the giant stories we have for you today, the reports, the breaking news that all integrate together into one. There is a private corporate worldwide tyranny that has taken over, that is devaluing all the currencies to enslave and impoverish the population while giving themselves first use of the currency to buy up all infrastructure, including buy off almost all the political minds that can be purchased. They are dissolving borders. They are dissolving institutions. They are dissolving Western cities. They are dissolving Western universities. They are dumbing down the youth. They are removing basic reading, writing, and arithmetic in every Western country. It is the globalist great reset to collapse civilization to then build the post-industrial pagan world where children are exploited and only corrupt elite adults are allowed to have basic freedom. An inversion of how the universe is supposed to work, where adults fight and strive for our children instead of our children becoming a commodity, or at birth, 7 pounds of flesh to be used as the system sees fit. So here's all the giant interconnecting news as the clock ticks down, and why I've been so upset on air, why I've been so angry on air, and I apologize to the listeners, and I apologize to the crew, some of that's been happening, but it's 100% real, and that's all I've got is the fact that I wear my heart on my sleeve. The clock is ticking. They are already announcing and pre-programming and preparing. We've got the biggest developments yet on this front today. I will be covering at the bottom of the hour. Staged terror attacks and events ahead of the election in 308 days to bring in the police state that's already been established and already been rolled out under the auspices of COVID-19, but to be directed towards everyone that's loyal to America, everyone that's loyal to our Bill of Rights and Constitution and our heritage, an open declaration of war against all of us. I told you that was coming years ago. It was in the government's own documents, even under Trump's nose it was unfolding, and now it's in warp speed. We have that whole area. The New York Times says every day is January 6th now. And the threat within is the American people, and they must all be arrested. Millions must be put, the prisons must be emptied of violent offenders and filled with the Trump supporters. But they really aren't Trump supporters, are they? They're America supporters, and Trump was just a champion amongst that. And I hope he continues at some levels to be that person. But we are not Trumpist. We are Americans. That's all coming up today. And the ongoing crime sprees across the country as the lawlessness is implemented by design and where all that is leading us. Beverly Hills residents panic by guns amid massive unprecedented crime wave. And then we have the economic world inflation news that we're going to be getting to in great detail. And the massive new intensified purging of the scorched earth censorship now expanding against millions a day being banned and taken down. New pedophile scandal news at CNN. And so much more. But let me now start getting into the big news up front. And if we can, let's put the live show feed headline up for TV viewers. I already had talked about this 6 months ago because already numbers were coming in, preliminary, from insurance companies in Australia, New Zealand, Europe, the UK, Canada, and the US. And these are numbers that are watched very, very closely and are amongst some of the best numbers you're going to find. And it's not just one $100 billion insurance company that's one of the largest. It's scores of them reporting record deaths amongst groups that normally were not dying at high levels of heart attacks, of blood clots, of aneurysms, and of explosive cancers in the last year, in 2021. We're now in 2022 on this Tuesday, January 4th broadcast. And that is at least a 40% increase in the death rate of ages 18 to 64, or what they see as the working demographic, the main engine of the country, 18 to 64. Unbelievable. And it matches all the VAERS data and everything else we knew. Less than a year into these injections, the largest death rate in recorded actuarial history in 150 years in the United States, and similar numbers are pouring in. In fact, they're worse because they're complying more in the UK, in Europe, and Australia. Australia is reporting 76 confirmed adverse reactions, 76,000, including massive deaths in Australia. I have national Australian TV admitting it, and the government paying out for the 76,000. They say only the worst of the sick, 76,000, get money. And remember, October of 2020, a year and 3 months ago, the CDC document admitting they were predicting massive myocarditis, heart attacks, blood clots, cancer. It's all listed. It's all listed. Because they were loading the gun with the bullets and getting ready to fire them in. I'm sorry, I said 77. It's 79,000 people suffered severe adverse reactions. Again, usually my mistake is that I somehow downgrade things. I'm sorry. 79,000. Some victims get 600,000 in cash who are paralyzed and or dead. Not much money for your life, but it's all devalued currency. So they're just pumping it all out, pumping it all out, pumping it all out to everybody. This story alone, we should spend the entire broadcast on, but it gets even worse. These are three stacks on the COVID takeover here. All of them just as hardcore as this. Look at this one. Manhattan DA closes investigation of Cuomo in 20,000+ known deaths in the nursing homes. Yeah, they weren't keeping the family out to keep them safe. They were killing them and getting 53,000 per murdered person. I mean, look at him. He's a damn ghoul. And the DA's liberal and said, good job. And it gets worse. New York City, New York State, and 10 other states, now it's 11, all put out official policy reports saying it's true what Harris and Smith and InfoWars said in November of 2021. We're not going to give white people treatment for COVID because they're bad. And you, I mean, just think of the evil of that and the division and how it's meant to make white people hate black people. It's not black people on average that are running this, that are doing this. It's the globalists creating divide and conquer that's in the emails from 6 years ago on WikiLeaks, or 5.5 years ago, saying use culture war, expand the culture war. And this is a culture war. I guarantee you, you go out and you question 10,000 black people on the street and say, should black people be given preferential treatment on medical care over white people? And they'll say, hell no. But, oh, don't worry, the liberals are doing it for them. They're not trying to give them real care. We actually know in New York and other areas, they grab poor black people off the street as the number one group they take and intubate and murder. And murder! They're murdering you while every TV commercial and ad I see has a black spokesperson of all these evil companies. The globalist companies are like, hell, we're robbing everybody. Let's just put blackface on. That's what the companies have done. Corporate blackface. You can see it while they slaughter your ass and everybody's asses. Folks, that's just three articles. It gets a lot worse. This is full-on modern war, great reset. Wake up to it and say no or everybody's dead. Come on, let's wake up.
Christmas 2021 is over, but you still got a really great chance to give yourself the gift of free speech and liberty and freedom into the new year, while at the same time making yourself healthier, wealthier, and wiser by boosting your immune system. Two of our top-selling products that have been sold out for a long time are now back in stock. Winter Sun, the highest quality vitamin D3, taken under the tongue for higher absorption, is back in stock. Despite the fact it's been sold out for months, it is 50% off. And then our number one bestseller of all time, Survival Shield X2 Deep Earth Crystal Iodine, the game changer, the missing link, not just for immune system, but all electrochemical activity in the body, it's back in stock, 50% off. So that's the New Year's special, and that's Christmas comes early in 2022, ladies and gentlemen. Give yourself the gift of health and clarity and focus with X2 and Winter Sun at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off for a limited time. Thanks for keeping us on the air.
I never compromise the quality of ingredients we put in InfoWars Life products. And that's why for more than 2 years, we've been sold out of Ultimate Bone Broth. And we could never get the ingredients again until now. And we have reformulated and not just used the same ingredients. We've boosted it and made them even stronger. So out of all the bone broths out there, I'm telling you, this is next level. Listen to what it's got in it. Cutting edge chicken bone broth protein isolate powder for better flavor and dissolvability. It's got turmeric root, chaga mushroom, bee pollen, goji berry, alfalfa herb powder, and a bunch of other amazing known berries that turbocharge your body with antioxidants. And then it's got a bunch of other incredible things like magnesium, potassium, and sodium added. I mean, this sucker has got everything for your electrolytes. It's got real organic cocoa butter powder with natural chocolate flavor and a touch of sea salt, and it just goes on and on. It is now back in stock. Ultimate Bone Broth Plus, available at 20% off and free shipping out of the gates at InfoWarsStore.com.
UN-run contact tracers aren't coming. They're here. All over the world, from Australia to the United States, from Canada to Germany. These tyrants are tracking everything you do, everywhere you go, and then coming to your house and threatening, in some cases, actually taking people away into the night to their facilities. And they're planning in the next year to expand their SHIELD process, where they come and take, quote, healthy people away and put them in facilities for their safety. This is nothing less than martial law. And one big thing you can do to fight back is to get high-quality Faraday cages, many of which are made here in America and are very compliant, meaning U.S. government military grade, at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the entire line of Silent Pocket ready to ship to you when you visit InfoWarsStore.com. Again, we have big backpacks. We have special dry bags. We've got them for cell phones. We've got them for laptops. We've got them for iPads. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com. So protect your privacy today and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
Jacob in Ohio, welcome. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Good, brother.
Great last caller. I just wanted to start with plugging your sleep supplement. It's basically the only way I get sleep anymore with all the gaslighting, demoralization, and absurdity. It's like we're living in a twilight zone, man.
All right, Eric in New Hampshire. Eric, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. If I could, I just want to throw a quick plug out for one of the products. The X2 does wonders. I recommend it to everybody. If you're on the fence about it, get off the fence, get the product, support the info.
Tyler in Maine, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. It's great to be on with you. It's an honor.
Honor to talk to you.
Awesome. So first thing I wanted to do is say I love the products. Alpha Power, even at 29, if you ask my better half, she loves it, and it helps in the bedroom. So just number one for viewers.
Well, it
there.
Definitely works. It's not a joke. Yeah.
Absolutely.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central, I'm here live. Only place to find us is on 300, actually, plus AM and FM radio stations and over 100 cable and TV stations that we know of, but we're free to air, so a lot of them we don't even know about. That's wonderful, and it's awesome. You have my permission to carry it all or little bits of it or chop it up or do whatever you want. We are free to air, ladies and gentlemen. That's where you find us, and a lot of them restream the show. It's great to share it from those stations. Because then they're not as censored as much as we are on Facebook and Twitter. And then, of course, you can always find us at Infowars.com/show or freeworldnews.tv. Freeworldnews.tv that takes you to band.video. But band.video, its URL is banned most places, but freeworldnews.tv is not the last time I checked. In fact, for about a year, it has been the site. We'd have a month of 79 days of hell, or we'd have a election 2020, and then they would ban that URL. And now it was in the news yesterday that Deutsche Telekom, that owns T-Mobile, is banning hundreds of sites, including InfoWars, Gateway Pundit, and others, from you being able to send the text. But it's more sophisticated than that. In fact, reprint me that article I didn't cover yesterday. Thank you. It's more sophisticated than that. They don't tell you they're blocking the link. They just don't send it. So it says it goes through, but it shows up as invisible. So the link's there, but no one knows it's there. First time I saw that was 20 years ago, whenever YouTube came out, or 18 years ago, whatever it was, and Yahoo didn't like the new up-and-coming company because Google hadn't bought it yet. A little San Francisco company, two guys starting a garage. And so we would try to send links out on Instant Messenger to my producers and people of YouTube clips, and they would block it and wouldn't let you share it. But that was corporate infighting. This is what CNN called for 2 years ago was, it's time to block Alex Jones, I'm the test case, of course, from being able to have his name or website texted over someone's phone. And we need him blocked off email. And now it's all here. There's no end to this. This isn't liberal censorship. This is a global corporate fascist authoritarian takeover. They're in a war bankrupting you, destroying your currency, annihilating your borders, demonizing your heritage, pulling down statues of the founders of the nation. A couple years ago, it was Robert E. Lee. Now it's Thomas Jefferson and George Washington. It's all happening. They are literally disappearing us and photoshopping us out of history, ladies and gentlemen. They always show the meme. Yeah, because it doesn't make sense if you don't show it. Go ahead and zoom out, please. Yeah, see, the meme doesn't make sense if you just show it with the guy there. Yeah, you got to show how famously they would Photoshop people out of the Joe Stalin photos as he killed them, and pretty soon there would be nobody in the photos. They would republish them in the newspaper. Oh, look, here's Stalin as he tours this country, and then meanwhile, all these groups and organizations have been disappeared. This is hardcore classical tyranny, and I actually have that in my stack as well that we're going to be getting to coming up, and so much more, but it all ties in with the coming terror attacks. They're going to blame on us, blame on you, blame on loyal, good Americans that aren't communist minions. And it ties into the coming mass culling that's already here. Major insurance companies reporting between 35 and 60% increase in deaths of 18 to 64. And the preliminary numbers are coming in now that's been going on in England for a few months, and here for a few months, massive increases in deaths of five and ups. And now that it's rolling out against the newborns, well, they're dying too. And the U.S. life expectancy is down by 3 years in just the last year. Yep, you're not going to be retiring at 65 or 66 or 67 and getting that pension fund because they're going to devalue all the currency and bankrupt everything, and they're going to kill you. But you're the happy, sweet TV head baby boomers that had me, the Gen X. And the baby boomers are pretty comfortable in a lot of ways, but as bad as they are, Gen X has its own problems, and boy, the millennials, they're either super awake or super in the matrix and don't care about anything and just think you order DoorDash and watch TV and that's how the universe works. They are in for such a rude awakening. We are being mopped up. We're being exterminated. We're being killed in front of each other, and we're not doing anything about it on a mass scale, which is why Klaus Schwab giggles and laughs and says, we deserve to what? We deserve to die. Remember in Goldfinger, James Bond says to him, do you expect me to talk? When he's got him strapped down with a laser aimed at him, he goes, no, Mr. Bond, I expect you to die. They want the world for themselves. They want the technology for themselves. They don't want to fly over and see power lines and smokestacks and farms and everything else. And some of it is ugly. I get it. But to the globalist aesthetics of royalty and the rest of them, they want you dead so they can drive around on their yachts by themselves. They want you gone. And you know what? They're bad and they're evil and they're control freaks and they're pedophiles and they're scum. But they see a weakness and they see a mark and they see a sucker and they see a soft target. And so they can't help it. They're predators. And you keep acting like lobotomized sheep, you're going to get hurt, and you're going to get hurt real, real bad. And the more computer games you play and the more Netflix you watch, every study shows the more alone and isolated and depressed you are. Now they got the weaponized marijuana 10, 15, 20 times stronger than it used to be. Shutting everybody down with weaponized drugs, getting you to roll over and die. So many people I knew in life were productive and did a good job and were happy and had families. And then their doctor's like, why don't you smoke some pot for your back pain? And you never see them again. They just watch TV in a basement till they die. And George Soros funded all of that as well. 70% of Americans are now on medication. Most of it psychotropic or painkilling. A drugged out, satanic country. Now, I'm going to stop bitching about that. And I haven't even scratched the surface on all the big pharma tyranny, but big pharma is the tip of the spear of the globalist takeover. We're going to be getting into more of that. But first, the plan to stage terror attacks based on January 6th and demonize the American people to publicly roll out the Homeland Security attack and trigger a full-bore civil war, which the left is now priming and preparing. So that's all coming up when we come back from break. In fact, pull me some of the articles from the last few days where they were, former CIA analyst says civil war imminent. We're already in the third phase of it. We've got to arrest all the leaders. We've got to put troops on the streets to fight martial law, which is martial law. So this is it. We're seen as a weak target and they're making their move. I mean, you put up with pedophile story time. You put up with open borders. You put up with dollar devaluation. You put up with all this crap. And so now. Now, my friends, you will die. Or you will wake up and say no. But I guarantee you, it's not even debatable. They've pre-primed the whole deal. The terror attacks are imminent, to be blamed on all of us.
Everything we've witnessed in the last few decades has only been the buildup for what the globalists are doing right now. This is their big offensive. This is their takeover. And this is the point that they're at their very weakest, because now they've revealed themselves. Now their world government, their permanent martial law, their medical tyranny is out in the open. Their depopulation agenda has been exposed. But they're using their corporate power and trillions to go across the planet and shut down people telling the truth. So listen, Paul Revere's, when you spread the word about the broadcast, when you pray for the broadcast, you're the tip of the spear. And when you buy products at InfoWarsStore.com, you keep us on air. Plus, we've got great products that have been sold out for months that are back in stock, 50% off, X2 and Winter Sun. Both of these are in our top five bestsellers. They are so good for your body. And if there's two things you do for your body, it's these two products. They're all back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off, and it keeps us on the air. Only way we fail is if you don't take action. Christmas 2021 is gone. It's in the rearview mirror. But you can still take advantage of Christmas prices going to the new year at InfoWarsStore.com. On two of our best-selling products, now finally back in stock, we have the number one bestseller of all time, X2, the deep earth crystal iodine that is essential for all your body's activities, electrochemical functions of the cells, the mitochondria, your immune system. It is back in stock. X2 is 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And right in time for the deepest part of winter, we have Winter Sun back in stock, the highest quality vitamin D3 for your immune system. And again, your whole body is back in stock, ready to ship for you right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So it's a 360 win. It keeps us on air, and it also makes your life so much healthier and better. So get your supply up to date at InfoWarsStore.com right now.
Get our great, got a bag of it here. I mean, this is from, people say, why is it from Chiapas, Mexico, the communist? Well, that's where some of the best coffee in the world that's wild harvested, above organic, in the volcanic soil, better than Guatemalan coffee. And yeah, we buy it from the little farmers that, you know, the media calls communists, but really they're just a commune and whatever. The point is that it's good coffee and we've got it, and the farmers don't let the Mexican government take over. So I actually buy this from the Mexican rebels, and I've been buying it for, 14 years, and the price has never gone up. The same stuff sold at Whole Foods under another name for about 50% more per pound, and I just think it's some of the best coffee you're going to find anywhere. It's Wake Up America Patriot Blend from the Chiapas Rebels, literally. In fact, I'm not going to tell you the whole story. You wouldn't believe it. Anyway, so it's InfoWarsStore.com, and that's how we fund this operation. And if you don't fund us and don't want us here, that's fine.
Ultimate Bone Broth is back and better than ever, and 20% off plus free shipping and double Patriot points for our new sale. After years of being off the shelves, we're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas ever, and it's now been reformulated and is even stronger. It's Ultimate Bone Broth Plus. It's got concentrated high-quality chicken broth protein, turmeric root that's so amazing, chaga mushroom, bee pollen, goji berry, alfalfa herb powder. Then it's got added magnesium and potassium for electrolytes. It's got real organic cocoa bean powder with natural chocolate flavor and a touch of sea salt. It even tastes better than the last formula. And what it does for your body is simply amazing. And again, it has that cutting-edge chicken broth protein isolate powder for better flavor and dissolvability. You're going to love this. And what it does for your joints, what it does for your body, what it does for your bones is simply amazing. And it helps fund the InfoWar. This is really the best bone broth out there. So get yours at InfoWarsStore.com today.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
Okay, next segment, I'm going to play National Australian News admitting 79,000 serious adverse reactions, including massive deaths, and the government's paying out 79,000 people billions of dollars for the sick and dying. But if you try to share that on Twitter or Instagram, they'll ban you because everybody knows the shot never hurt anybody. It just says on the insert now, they finally put stuff on the insert, beware, this may cause heart attacks and a bunch of other stuff. But you can't tell people that or they'll shut you down. I mean, this is just such criminal activity. I mean, literally, the CEOs of Twitter and Facebook and Google and Instagram and all those are now beyond Joseph Mengele in the death numbers, the angel of death. I mean, they are beyond Nazi territory with this. And Mike Adams texted me last night. He's got a report coming out today. In fact, I see if it went up yet, where they crunch numbers. This is even before this insurance company news came out, that we're going to be dealing with, if you look at the actuaries, millions dying a day. Remember, there's 7.5 billion people on the earth. Within just a few years, if the numbers continue to track, because it's killing a large number in the first 2 weeks, and then it's killing a lot in the last 6 months to a year, but it's accelerating. It's accelerating. It's going up. I mean, you understand, folks. If you just tuned in, I just showed everybody. Major life insurance company. We're covering it next segment. Major life insurance company with $100 billion saying we got a 40% increase in death in people that, I mean, this is the highest level in history, in young people. This is massive. This is humongous. And I know it's hard to get your mind around, but look at the statistics we've been showing for 4 months here. This is put out by John Hopkins and the UN. All across the world, as soon as they get the second shot and then the booster, what happens? Explosions in infections, explosions in hospitalizations, and explosions in deaths, ladies and gentlemen. All over the world where the Pfizer and Moderna shots are given. Absolutely incredible. And Bill Gates and Peter Daszak and Anthony Fauci, they gave the orders on record. Going back, we now know, in November and December of 2019, before we even heard of COVID, to start making the COVID-19 vaccine. That's the biggest smoking gun ever. We reported on that 8 months ago. It was made big news a few months ago. Glenn Beck reported on it. But Tucker Carlson reported on it. But nobody's gotten in trouble. It's not just that they lied to Congress about gain of function. They said right there, ladies and gentlemen, that, okay, we want it for the spike protein, this virus, even called it COVID-19. They made it, and then they told the vaccine makers, this is what you make it to do, and that's why no matter which one you take, AstraZeneca, J&J, it doesn't matter if it's an mRNA vaccine or a virus vector, it does the same thing. Create spike protein that's highly poisonous and starts replicating forever in your body. The studies say, you know, a year and a half, because that's how far we go back in the UK where they started the injections. But the evidence showing it doesn't even dissipate. It just keeps growing and growing and growing and growing until you die. You know, I said I'd hit this police state New World Order news. And I will. I'll do that next segment. I'll hit the New World Order, martial law, January 6th, kickoff to Civil War news, next segment. And then I'll start the next hour and hit the COVID news, because it's hard for me to start talking about it and then not get to it. And I've got five stacks on this that are all just over the top. Absolutely over the top. During the break, Joe Rogan just sent me this. I guess I am name dropping, because if I put his name on, everybody will look at it more. And he did send it to me, but it's two 1950s-style women talking to each other, and one says, got a stroke right after the jab. The other woman says, must have been that climate change. It's not funny, though, is it? It's not funny at all. You know, we trade memes like all day long in articles like baseball, like kids would trade baseball cards back in the 50s, I guess. And the one I sent over was this one. I said, have you seen this? Life insurance CEO says deaths up 40% among those ages 18 to 64. You know who that is? That's the workforce right there, ladies and gentlemen. Isn't that just cute? So the longest segment of the hour is the next one. I'm going to hit this, but you have to understand that when I show you this document right here, that this is a declaration of war against you and your family. And this is a signed letter of treason by Barack Obama's third administration, the Biden-Harris-Obama administration. I mean, it says we're going to have a war with the American people. It says we're going to round them up and grab them. It says that they're the number one enemy. I mean, it's unprecedented treason. Unprecedented. And then now we're in the next year and they're rolling it out, and I have the articles right here. But we can stop them Because they're looking over their shoulder. That's why they want censorship in place, because they know a lot of FBI agents aren't in on this and aren't part of it. They know there's a lot of people in the intelligence agencies that aren't bad and that know what's going on. And there's a lot of people in the military that are good. That's why they're saying, oh, we need to purge the military and a purge of the Justice Department and a purge of anybody that isn't an SJW, because they see all those people as terrorists. So we need solidarity together as the American people. We need to be aware of how these powerful outside forces can't bring us down militarily, but they can bring us down from within, and they've gotten their globalist Davos Group graduates, which are a lot of top U.S. generals are, and most presidents or prime ministers around the world. That's the Bilderberg Group's public college for elites. It's public. It's a private college, but it's a private school, but it's public operation. And people now get it, and people understand, but the growth curve has been very slow. Now it's really picked up, but the question is it going fast enough? And that's our job. That's why they want us shut down, because InfoWars creates, in the past, 90% of the talking points against the New World Order, with the original research, with the data, with the new thought processes, the wide-spectrum analysis, the multidimensional analysis. With pleasure, in just the last year, we are now the progenitors of 50%. Of the true understanding. And I wanted to run that down to zero. That's when we win. So my plan to become obsolete one way or another is happening. And again, that's all from God. It's literally a revelation of understanding. Call it a vision, but really it's a download. And it's all happening just the way the Holy Spirit told me it would. It will not be enjoyable for my physical body or my family, but they'll all be destroyed anyways if we don't beat this. So I'm all in. Sometimes I'll throw fits and get upset. That's the flesh being weak, and I apologize. But we have changed history together. And I really want to finish strong here in the next year. I hope we're still in a year, but I'd give that a 50% chance. I mean, you probably won't. I mean, it'll be probably total martial law, death camps, you name it, unless we have a huge awakening. So it could be your last chance to get an InfoWars t-shirt. It could be your last chance to get some of the great supplements. It could be your last chance to buy a book or a film and help us have funds to stay on air as long as possible. But if I lied to you about how grim the situation is, I'd be a bad person. And I have to tell you, we are a sinking, burning ship. The whole world is. I mean, this is Antichrist takeover, global collapse by design to bring us to our knees. And if we don't wake up to that and reject it, it's going to accelerate. Because there are many Antichrist spirits. The Antichrist tries this over and over again. The devil tries it over and over again. It doesn't mean this Antichrist move is the one where he takes over finally for a couple of years, according to the Bible. But it's our job to fight it regardless. So we have two great products that have been, one's been sold out for a very long time. It's back in X2, 50% off. If you do one thing for your immune system and your body, it's the good halogen, the opposite of fluoride. It is the best iodine out there. Nobody else has got this. Infowarstore.com, 50% off. And then Vitamin Mineral Fusion, so good for your immune system and your whole body. Everybody should be taking it, young and old. It's 50% off. You know, it's set to sell out within a week or so again. But I just want you to get it and have it for your family, and it supports the broadcast. So Vitamin Mineral Fusion and X2, Ultimate Bone Broth, and so much more discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you so much. We'll be right back.
Christmas 2021 is over, but you've still got a really great chance to give yourself the gift of free speech and liberty and freedom into the new year, while at the same time making yourself healthier, wealthier, and wiser by boosting your immune system. Two of our top-selling products that have been sold out for a long time are now back in stock. Winter Sun, the highest quality vitamin D3, taken under the tongue for higher absorption, is back in stock. Despite the fact it's been sold out for months, it is 50% off. And then our number one bestseller of all time, Survival Shield X2 Deeper Crystal Iodine, the game changer, the missing link, not just for immune system, but all electrochemical activity in the body, it's back in stock, 50% off. So that's the New Year's special, and that's Christmas comes early in 2022, ladies and gentlemen. Give yourself the gift of health and clarity and focus with X2 and Winter Sun at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off for a limited time. Thanks for keeping us on the air.
The CEO of Pfizer just came out and said that people talking bad about the vaccines are working for, quote, dark forces, that the FBI and CIA have been advising him on who these evil groups are. They know that all over the world, their poison shot is being banned by major governments. And Moderna's in trouble as well. They know that the people are starting to get wise to this depopulation agenda. In fact, evidence is starting to mount that the shots were supposed to be soft kill weapons, but they're so deadly, they're killing a higher percentage up front. And so people are waking up. The weapons work a little too good. They're supposed to be silent weapons for quiet wars, but instead, they're making too big of a noise. But it's too late for them to turn back now. They're coming after our children. So it's up to us to protect our little children, or God will not look favorably on us. Remember, God is watching.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
I never compromise the quality of ingredients we put in InfoWars Life products. And that's why for more than 2 years, we've been sold out of Ultimate Bone Broth. And we could never get the ingredients again until now. And we have reformulated and not just used the same ingredients. We've boosted it and made them even stronger. So out of all the bone broths out there, I'm telling you, this is next level. Listen to what it's got in it. Cutting edge chicken bone broth protein isolate powder for better flavor and dissolvability. It's got turmeric root, chaga mushroom, bee pollen, goji berry, alfalfa herb powder, and a bunch of other amazing known berries that turbocharge your body with antioxidants. And then it's got a bunch of other incredible things like magnesium, potassium, and sodium added. I mean, this sucker has got everything for your electrolytes. It's got real organic cocoa butter powder with natural chocolate flavor and a touch of sea salt, and it just goes on and on. It is now back in stock. Ultimate Bone Broth Plus, available at 20% off and free shipping out of the gates at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
But where are the clowns? Send in the clowns. Don't bother, they're here.
Well, there's three types of people in the world. Can oversimplify, but that's the way the world works. There's a lot of different other subtypes. But there are people that are just kind of like children and go through life ignorant and don't really want to know how things work. And they just follow what they're told to do. And they're kind of a living dead. And you got to feel sorry for them, but they're not consciously evil. And then you've got people that know how the world works that decide to serve evil and decide to basically work against civilization and society because they have a desire to dominate and take things from people. And they don't like to build things. And they think people that are into honor and into courage and into long-term relationships are losers. And then there are people that love God and love justice and want to be good and have a guilty conscience about the fact that we also have dark sides, but we're trying to be good. And the problem is it tortures those of us that love God to see all this evil going on, and it frustrates us. And in so many cases, we end up turning to evil, saying the end justifies the means and using the enemy's tactics against them, believing that, well, it's worth it to use the ring of Mordor this one time. But when you continue to do that over and over again, it takes you over and you become what you were fighting against. I mean, I've got all sorts of nasty things I could do, all sorts of horrible things I could do to people that mess with me and attack me and things. But if I do that, I get down on their level and then I lose my connection to God and my discernment. And also it begins to introduce lies into your mind and deception. And that's a virus that doesn't just hurt people you lie to. It hurts you. Lies are bad. Lies are like false numbers put in a calculator that screw up the equation. They're not good. Deception isn't good. And I get it. You're under attack. A foreign army's come into your midst. You're going to have to pose as them to get behind their lines and find out where they are so the planes can come and bomb them. I get that type of lie in war. But that's why they push war on every front, is to get good people in line with their evil. So let's talk about it, what's happening right now, from a branding perspective. How do you know when the Summer Olympics are coming? Because for a couple months before, on whatever channel's carrying them that year, you see the dun-dun-dun-dun-dun coming up, the Olympic Games. You know the Olympic Games are coming. You don't need to know the whole backstory or the history or any of it. You know they're telling you where the Summer Games or the Winter Games are going to be, and you need to take some time out to watch that. Well, I've been sitting here since I got on air 28 years ago watching governments try to brand the American people, starting at Waco and Ruby Ridge and other areas, as terrorists, and sell the American people on tanks burning down churches. Doesn't mean the people inside were perfect, but they're trying to set the precedent to do that. And so I started watching C-SPAN, and I started watching the hearings, and I started interviewing the filmmakers, and I started learning about what really happened, and I went to see the truth of Waco and met General Parton and Ted Gunderson and all these great patriots, and got the immediate fast track into what was really going on. And the older I get, the more those guys were geniuses. They were dead on them when I was young and dumb. I didn't understand half of it. Now I realize they were incredible. And I got to hang around with those guys a lot. You don't even realize when you're young and get to have a chance like that, but it doesn't matter. We're moving on now to what's happening currently. They are publicly saying, you know, like in the 1960s, 70s, and 80s, the main enemy was the Russians. And the TV ads were against the Russians, and the movies were against the Russians, and the magazine articles were against the Russians, and everything's the Russians, on and on and on. I mean, you knew we were in a Cold War with the Russians. And you turn on the TV, or you open up a magazine, or you go online, all you hear is Trump supporters are white supremacists that are going to blow everything up. They're terrorists. And the main mission of the U.S. military and the FBI and the CIA, and that's illegal, by the way, with the CIA to operate domestically, is the American people. And we have to brace for the imminent war. And then I'm like, hey, they're getting ready for a civil war. They're getting ready for a civil war they're going to trigger. They're losing politically. They want to get a fight going. They're going to start it and control both sides. We don't want to be part of this. And all the headlines, Jones is insane. Jones is crazy. Don't listen to him. I was saying back in November and December of 2020, they're trying to set Trump up. They're trying to get Trump to declare martial law and all this stuff. And then if Trump tries that, that's when they're really going to arrest Trump and bring in permanent martial law. And Trump was smart and didn't do that. But they still provocateured the million people we got in D.C. peacefully to get, again, 500, 600 to go in the building. And then they've built onto that this whole structure of anybody that questions lockdowns, forced inoculations, open borders, or election fraud is a white supremacist and is a terrorist. And it's all in the national strategy for countering domestic terrorism, 30-plus pages long. I suggest you go read it for yourself at whitehouse.gov. Now let's move on. We see this. CIA advisor and expert in foreign conflicts believes the U.S. is closer to civil war than anyone would like to believe, and claims America is no longer a democracy, but a anocracy. Oh, and the CIA group put this out, says, but we've got to put troops on the street and arrest all the Trump supporters, leaders. Then we'll be safe from their martial law. So she pushes martial law in the name of stopping it. 100% gaslighting. Like Emperor Palpatine. We've got to wipe out all the Jedis because they might attack us when we take over. I mean, it's ridiculous if you're conscious. And a lot of people are. They're deciding to join. Like, okay, I'll just join with this. We're going to finally get to have our rule of leftism. It's going to be so great. No, it's going to be a nightmare. Yeah. The next U.S. civil war is already here. We just refuse to see it. So I'm telling you, the left's gearing up a civil war years ago. But they didn't want that out then. So they said all over the news, Jones is insane. Jones is crazy. I mean, just type in, Alex Jones falsely claims the left wants a civil war. Alex Jones falsely claims preparation for a civil war happening. Hundreds of articles. But now suddenly, oh, we're already in one, and we need the Army and the CIA to arrest Tucker Carlson. They have articles out saying, oh, Tucker Carlson and people like him, they're radicalizing. Swallowswell put out an article saying, oh, he was radicalized by this guy that threatened Swallowswell over the email or over a text message or whatever it was, or some online crap. It was DM. It was a DM, a private message on the internet, on Twitter. Read the article the other day. And he's like, this guy out of Canada said, you know, I deserve to hang. And it turns out I talked to him and he's under the orders of Tucker Carlson. And we got to just silence him. I mean, he's a terrorist. He claims I'm a Chinese spy, which you are, you little maggot. So it just goes on and on, ladies and gentlemen. Now let's get right into it. Here is the latest article out of the New York Times. January 6th is the new sinking of the Lusitania. That's what got us into World War I. And 9/11 wrapped in one. Instead of being used to justify a war on foreign nations and terrorism, January 6th will be used to justify war on Americans who dissent to the dim media worldview. Their rights stripped under the new guise of safety. Rutkowski absolutely got that right. And here's the article out of the New York Times. Every day is January 6th. Our whole world is this. We've got to have troops and checkpoints and CIA and censorship because there's an evil army of racist white people about to murder everybody. And this is the globalists that launched the COVID-19 that are denying people health care, that kick folks out of the old folks' home so they can murder your parents. These are the murderers. These are the globalists that signed on to the foreign powers that the country over. These are the ones dissolving the border. These are the ones destroying the currency. These are the ones with drag queen pedophile time. These are the ones saying the founding fathers are bad. Everything you'd imagine in Red Dawn re-education camp, you go watch that old movie of what if the Soviets took over, America sucks and is evil and a whorehouse and your fathers are evil. And that's literally what they tell you on the news of what Hollywood writers in the 80s would imagine as Soviet re-education camps in North Dakota. I mean, this is real. This is here. This is happening. And they're just normalizing it all. And how are they going to get to where they want to go? Staging terror attacks, staging events. They've got training camps all over the country, roping in young, impressionable people under different banners and guises to launch their main attack in the coming months. The globalists will attack themselves to then launch a civil war in America.
Everything we've witnessed in the last few decades has only been the buildup for what the globalists are doing right now. This is their big offensive. This is their takeover. And this is the point that they're at their very weakest, because now they've revealed themselves. Now their world government, their permanent martial law, their medical tyranny is out in the open. Their depopulation agenda has been exposed, but they're using their corporate power and trillions to go across the planet and shut down people telling the truth. So listen, Paul Revere's, when you spread the word about the broadcast, when you pray for the broadcast, you're the tip of the spear. And when you buy products at InfoWarsStore.com, you keep us on air. Plus, we've got great products that have been sold out for months that are back in stock, 50% off, X2 and Winter Sun. Both of these are in our top five bestsellers. They are so good for your body. And if there's two things you do for your body, it's these two products. They're all back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off, and it keeps us on the air. Only way we fail is if you don't take action.
This is a great sponsor. We have one of the best deals you're going to find out there on a high-quality, high-rated satellite phone. So you can't be tracked, so you can't be traced, and it'll work anywhere in the world where you can see the sky. You can also buy cheap antennas and things for in your car or in your house that also are on the site. InfoWarsPhone.com. That's just a site that takes you to these folks. They supply the Border Patrol, everybody, with their systems as well. They're amazing folks, and you get a free phone, a $650 value, absolutely free at InfoWarsPhone.com. Smartphones are always tracking everything you do. These aren't. And the calls are free when folks call you. You just pay $99.95 a month for your minutes, 150 minutes. So the calls to you are free. It works like a regular cell phone. But you're not being tracked or traced. And I keep one in my car. I've given them to my parents as gifts way out in the middle of nowhere where regular phones don't work. They work. InfoWarsPhone.com or 941-955-1020, 941-955-1020, and ask the Alex Jones Special.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to play a clip out of Virginia of what happens when you have polar vortex storm come in and hit hot weather, dump a bunch of ice on the roads. Or they've been stuck now, coming up on 36 hours on the highway and can't get off. And again, that shows how precarious our industrial society is, how just on time delivery and the incredible complexity of things makes our civilization very, very non-flexible. And then you get the globalist eco-neo-Nazi depopulationist in control who want to wipe out most of the population. And, I mean, I see their view. I understand it, actually. I don't agree with them because I understand God doesn't want that. God's got a bigger plan. Plus, they shouldn't play God. Plus, they're some of the worst people, the most wicked. They should. If they all killed themselves, I would start considering some of their plans. But, like, sterilize children, brainwash families, put chemicals in the water. I mean, it's a horrible plan they've got. But if you can't address them on their plan and actually debate them and can't see what they're doing, they have no respect for you. And I don't want their respect or their fear. I have a job to do opposing them because God's watching. But you understand, when you deny this is going on, the globalists don't even see you as human. They see me as human. That's why they've tried to hire me. I've even named names. The Kissinger Group tried to get me to go to New York, meet with Henry Kissinger. This is like 15, 16 years ago. So, I mean, I could have joined them, folks. I'm not joining them. But this is how precarious civilization is. And when you want to artificially destabilize it, you've got full control. If you then pose as the saviors over the very destabilization you've created. Here it is.
NBC's Josh Letterman has been stuck inside of his car for about 10 hours. And the problem's not with the locks. He's in his car where he's been stuck there, still 30 miles outside of D.C.
All right, Josh, tell us what this has been like. And what have you heard from people, I guess, in the same situation?
Mika, this has been a pretty insane and fairly dystopian experience. I was headed back to D.C. Last night. GPS said I'd get back around 5:15. About 7:15, with several delays, you know, it was looking pretty bad on the roads. And by 7:30, we were just at a standstill and have been at a standstill ever since, meaning the thousands, I can see thousands of cars from where I am on the highway on I-95 have been in their cars overnight without food, without water. It's been 26 degrees outside, and nobody knows how long we're going to be here or how we are going to get out. So people, once it got into about 5 hours that people were stuck in their cars, started turning their cars off because, frankly, people wanted to conserve gas. They didn't know how long they'd be able to stay warm if they ran out of gasoline. I've been doing okay gas-wise, but we've talked with some of the other folks who have gotten out of their cars to walk their dogs, to let their kids out of the car, who have been, camped up in the cars for hours and hours. And they've said, you know, this is scary. You don't plan for a situation like this. And yet here is the situation we find ourselves in almost 24 hours after this snow is actually falling.
Hey, Josh, it's Willie. I'm glad you're hanging in there. We're looking at these live pictures from above, and my gosh, the line of traffic goes on and on and on and on. So what is going on up front here? Who are you hearing from? What are you hearing about when you might be able to break this logjam? I mean, you've been at it for more than 10 hours now. How much longer do you think you'll be there?
That is an open question. We've been looking at basically Twitter, trying to see if local authorities are putting out any information, as well as local radio. There was one period where they briefly opened one lane overnight, and we got to move about a quarter of a mile down the road. Then it crashed again and was completely out. We haven't seen, since before midnight, I have not seen a emergency vehicle or a police car or a plow on my side of the highway. Both the north and southbounds are completely shut down. We've seen some plows on the southbound side. It's possible there are some emergency vehicles trying to help us at the front of this, kind of coming from the other direction. But from this vantage point, if you're looking for...
Christmas 2021 is over, but you've still got a really great chance to give yourself the gift of free speech and liberty and freedom into the new year, all at the same time making yourself healthier, wealthier, and wiser by boosting your immune system. Two of our top-selling products that have been sold out for a long time are now back in stock. Winter Sun, the highest quality vitamin D3, taken under the tongue for higher absorption, is back in stock. Despite the fact it's been sold out for months, it is 50% off. And then our number one bestseller of all time, Survival Shield X2 Deep Earth Crystal Iodine, the game changer, the missing link, not just for immune system, but all electrochemical activity in the body. It's back in stock, 50% off. So that's the New Year's special, and that's Christmas comes early in 2022, ladies and gentlemen. Give yourself the gift of health and clarity and focus with X2 and Winter Sun at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off for a limited time. Thanks for keeping us on the air.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I cannot stress enough to you how much danger you and your family are in and how dark the times are on this planet. We have a psychotic, mad scientist, eugenics-based ruling class that have decided to collapse civilization and destroy it under the auspices of environmentalism, but really they're transhumanists that want full control of human development and have decided that there is an unmanageable size herd that they want to, quote, cull. Now, you know, I had this actual folder in here last week. I never got to it. Barbara Marx Hubbard folder and another folder on depopulation quotes, and I meant to cover that. Will you guys dig that out of the stack and bring it to me? Not for today, but I need to cover that soon. That's why I'm going to do special nighttime shows starting three nights a week very soon, because I want to be able to come in commercial-free and just really take my time for like an hour going over some big topics, read a bunch of documents on air, do a class on that, and then take 2 hours of phone calls. And I said I'd be doing that by mid-January 3 or 4 months ago, but I'm behind schedule because of a lot of family stuff and January 6th stuff and all the other things that are going on. But it's all being built. A bunch of other stuff's been prepared with other organizations and groups. And we've got 6 or 7 big projects left that are all 8.5, 9 months pregnant and are about to, you know, break our water on all this together. And really give birth to some big things in our collective will that we've done. And I mean, make no mistake, I use the analogy of the birth of something because that's what this is. I mean, all of us are the mothers and fathers of this fight. And the energy you put in and what you contribute with your time, your energy, your prayer, your financial support is building the resistance. And I can tell you, and all glory goes to God, I'm so humbled by this. It's actually staggering. It's actually a great weight. It's the opposite of what I would call something that's fun. The Bible talks about with wisdom comes great sorrow, or the beginning of wisdom brings great sorrow. And but it's also very bittersweet. It's also very fulfilling. I mean, when I did bad things when I was younger, like somebody started a fight with me, so I broke their nose and then went ahead and, you know, broke their jaw, stomped their face once they were down, I'd feel really empty later, like I'd done something wrong because God was saying, that's not good what you did. Or when I paid for an abortion, I would feel totally empty and like a horrible person. And I finally repented and fully woke up and got saved, you know, for the second time more intensely. And the reason I talk about this is that when I would do things like that, I would feel completely empty. Like when I got my driver's license, particularly, I was just out of control with women. I mean, I would just hit on women in grocery stores, like adult women. I would just walk up to people in church and women and just pick them up. I would just, I mean, it was out of control. People were like, oh, that really sounds studly. You know, it got emptier and emptier and emptier and emptier and emptier. And the more confidence I got, the more the women just like that. But it was killing me. And it's the same thing with all this. I have incredible weight on me and I'm tortured many ways, but I don't feel empty at all. You see, that's the difference with the Holy Spirit and God. God will put pressure on you, give you jobs to do, but I have so much life and so much discernment and so much that it's the opposite of that empty, hollow feeling you have when you're evil or when you're doing things against God's plan. It's the opposite. I'm not empty. I'm so full that I'm bursting at the seams. And that's why I apologize sometimes when I'm obnoxious. It's because it's too much. Yeah, there's the quote. They found it. For in much wisdom is much grief, and he that increases knowledge increases sorrow. That is so damn powerful, Ecclesiastes 1:18. But it's true. It's absolutely true. And I know with you, the audience, you have a lot of great sorrow. I know you're just like me. That's why you tune in, because you're just like me. I meet you all over the country, and you're so beautiful and wonderful. And I see our listeners, and they could be Hispanic or Asian or white or black. It doesn't matter. They've all got this light in their eyes, and they're so alive. And it's not even their features. It's not like their classic movie star features or whatever. It's like it could be a black man. It could be a white woman. It could be a black lady. It could be a Hispanic lady. It doesn't matter. Like, you meet people that are awake. And I'll be sitting there shaking their hands, talking to them, and I'm just like talking to them, and I can see how alive they are. And then I think about members of my own family who used to have that light in their eyes, but because I worked too much or wasn't home enough or whatever, that's what I have guilt over, they don't have that light in their eyes anymore. And I realize what matters to me more than my name or more than my health or anything, I love my children more than anything, but what matters is the light in their eyes. Because if the system comes after them and the system destroys them, as long as when they go, they have their light in that eyes, that means they've got a connection to Christ. They got that spark, that fire. It's that fire means everything. It's the fire in the eyes. It's the sparkle. It's the sparkle in the eyes that is everything. And they want to take that magic from us, that connection to the divine, because the eyes grow out of the brain when you're an embryo, and they're literally stalks of your brain that grow out. Beautiful appendages of your brain, which itself is just a receiver, transmitter, a transceiver to the universe. And they're so beautiful. And you just see those eyes of innocent children counting on us to be strong, counting on us to stand up against evil, counting on us. And then I think about the police and military. You know, at a base level as a man, you want to go ahead and get in a war, because if you think you're in the right, let's just get it going. You're going to show them. But if you pull back and realize that they attacked our police and military, who aren't perfect, but are some of the best in the world when it comes to their morals, check it out. Look into it. Travel around the world and find out for yourself. And they have attacked them with Black Lives Matter and George Soros and put DAs controlled by Soros in almost all the cities and towns to then persecute them and intimidate them. So they quit and leave. And then when they quit and leave, they put their people in. And so it's so simple. I don't just not want to have a civil war because I don't want to get killed or put in prison. It's because the globalists are losing politically. They're losing spiritually. They want to overturn the chessboard to do this. And they want to wreck the country and bring it into disarray to plunge the stock market and buy it up for pennies on the dollar. That's the next big scam they've done in countless other countries. And they admit they're engaged in that. I've been warning since 2001 when we got their documents that they're setting up. They said then, we've already taken the third world over. Next, we're going to use the same tactics on the first world. And that's an international monetary fund document run by the CIA and Henry Kissinger. So think about that. They want us to line up like idiots and shoot and kill each other and, blow up some stuff, claim there's terrorists, give the cops fake orders, the military fake orders to go retake a governorship or whatever that's not going along with the New World Order, whatever they're planning in the future, and then to kick the whole thing off and have us all like a bunch of idiots go kill each other. And here's the thing. They're probably going to get away with it and kick it off, but there'll be a big enough minority of people who transcend this to understand what's happening. And I'll assure you, once the big war kicks off, that Leonardo DiCaprio and Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates and all the rest of them playing God are going to be in a whole new world. And I want them to know, yeah, you're going to get Alex Jones, okay? You'll be able to look at your little factoid and see me strung up or whatever, or in some damn death camp. But let me tell you, know it now. I've looked at every angle. You will pay for what you've done with COVID-19 and the release of it and the January 6th and the martial law and all of it. You will get it. I don't care how much you surveil or vet your own people. Your own people are going to be your demise. Historically, it's a well-known fact. And so, I know you can't help yourself, Soros. You've been murdering and killing people since you were 14. You can't help it. It's who you are. And all the rest of you people. But just know this. We're not starting a war. We don't want a civil war. And we don't want to kill the military and police. They're purging them. They're attacking them. We need to embrace the military and police and lift them up and educate them now and let them know we're going to support them and stop this now while there's still time.
Everything we've witnessed in the last few decades has only been the buildup for what the globalists are doing right now. This is their big offensive. This is their takeover. And this is the point that they're at their very weakest, because now they've revealed themselves. Now their world government, their permanent martial law, their medical tyranny is out in the open. Their depopulation agenda has been exposed. But they're using their corporate power and trillions to go across the planet and shut down people telling the truth. So listen, Paul Revere's, when you spread the word about the broadcast, when you pray for the broadcast, you're the tip of the spear. And when you buy products at InfoWarsStore.com, you keep us on air. Plus, we've got great products that have been sold out for months that are back in stock, 50% off, X2 and Winter Sun. Both of these are in our top five bestsellers. They are so good for your body. And if there's two things you do for your body, it's these two products. They're all back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off, and it keeps us on the air. Only way we fail is if you don't take action.
Get our great, got a bag of it here. I mean, this is from, people say, why is it from Chiapas, Mexico, the communist? Well, that's where some of the best coffee in the world, that's wild harvested, above organic, in the volcanic soil, better than Guatemalan coffee. And yeah, we buy it from the little farmers that, you know, the media calls communists, but really they're just a commune and whatever. The point is that it's good coffee and we've got it, and the farmers don't let the Mexican government take over. So I actually buy this from the Mexican rebels, and I've been buying it for, what, 14 years, and the price has never gone up. The same stuff sold at Whole Foods under another name for about 50% more per pound, and I just think it's some of the best coffee you're going to find anywhere. It's Wake Up America Patriot Blend from the Chiapas Rebels, literally. In fact, I'm not going to tell you the whole story. You wouldn't believe it. Anyway, so it's InfoWarsStore.com, and that's how we fund this operation. And if you don't fund us and don't want us here, that's fine.
Christmas 2021 is gone. It's in the rearview mirror. But you can still take advantage of Christmas prices going into the new year at InfoWarsStore.com. On two of our best-selling products, now finally back in stock, we have the number one bestseller of all time, X2, the deep earth crystal iodine that is essential for all your body's activities, electrochemical functions of the cells, the mitochondria, your immune system. It is back in stock. X2 is 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And right in time for the deepest part of winter, we have Winter Sun back in stock, the highest quality vitamin D3 for your immune system. And again, your whole body is back in stock, ready to ship to you right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So it's a 360 win. It keeps us on air, and it also makes your life so much healthier and better. So get your supply up to date at InfoWarsStore.com right now.
Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's talk to Malcolm in Tennessee. Welcome.
Hello, Alex.
Yes, Malcolm.
All right, I'm going to make this quick and real short where the other Patriots can get on the line. Alex, I have to promote one thing from one of your co-hosts, Owen Schroyer. Super Male Vitality and Brain Force Plus. Mix those two together, you're an unstoppable tank.
Super Male Vitality really, really works. It's cold-pressed herbs and natural compounds that have never been heated up. And so it has a dramatic effect compared to powdered versions that also work quite well, but just aren't as strong. This is like a very fine wine. In fact, each batch is different. Sometimes it's super strong, sometimes it's just okay. People are like, why are you selling something and admitting sometimes the batch isn't as strong? That's just how it is. It's how it works. So it's always good. It's just sometimes it's like super strong. But yeah, if you want the Rolls Royce at a decent price, then this is it.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Says John stole it from the Jews and the Muslims too. Oh, really? Well, the Muslims came around 400 years after Christianity. And Christ didn't come to abolish the Old Testament, but to fulfill it. Yeah, there is only one God. And then the fake God you serve, Satanist. All right, let's get into it right now. I mentioned this. I thought I'd play the newscast for you. And I've got more breaking news that I'm not going to get to now because I want to actually put a report together on this. But more soccer players, more newscasters, young people taking it and having heart attacks and dying or barely alive with 5 heart attacks out of Brazil. This is not broken anywhere. I'm going to shoot a report on it. Live, I'm going to talk about it in the last segment of this hour, and then we'll get it up on Infowars.com with the details. So that's coming up. And we have the gentleman, the first person to win the $5,000 to jump on Miami television and talk about how it's a poison death shot, Infowars.com. People say, Jones, you say you need money and you're going to go bankrupt, but then you're going to give $5,000 to people to jump on TV and say the shot's killing people. Yeah, I need money to do that. I need money to do our job. I'm strategic. We paid out $300,000+ for people to jump up and say Bill Clinton's a rapist. If they agree with that, and they did, on national TV, and were credited with beating the Clintons. They certainly think that beat them. It was on national TV, you name it, hundreds of times. I mean, it devastated them. It devastated them. So, yeah, it makes it more fun for everybody. And then once one person starts doing it, it gets everybody doing it. And what did the Fox News host, Mr. Waters, say weeks after we launched this contest? He gets it. He said, we need people to confront Fauci with him running the Wuhan lab and creating the virus. That's the kill shot. The media won't do it. And then now they want Waters fired. Because they're afraid of you taking action. They want to punish that idea. We don't want to have a war. We don't want to bomb things or shoot people or attack federal buildings. That's Antifa and George Soros' people. We want to go out and have rallies and demonstrations. And when somebody's live in the park or live in the TV or live wherever, somebody's live up on a stage out at the park, you know, Keith Olbermann, I did that years ago, took over his show, bringing up key issues about the New World Order. That's what we do. That's how we do it. That's how we get it done. And I'm trying to get a chain reaction going to get everybody else to go out and every time they see a news camera get in their face. Because they're not going to be inspired just by this show reaching a couple million people right now. But they'll be inspired by everybody else doing it. Like the first guy that got on Tucker Carlson when he was just a weekend host and said Bill Clinton's a rapist. That was one of our listeners. He had the idea to do it. And I said, wait a minute. We ought to give people $5,000 every time they did it. And it happened a whole bunch. And then I said, the contest is over. And then hundreds of more people did it for fun. And it defeated the globalist. It's beautiful. Got a compilation of that coming up next segment. But let's play this back to back. Clip six is life insurance CEO of a $100 million company says deaths are up. 18 to 64-year-olds at a level never before seen. Scott Davis, CEO of One America Insurance, and other insurance companies are reporting the same thing. And then it dovetails with clip four. 79,000 people with adverse serious reactions, some dead, being paid up to $600,000 by the Australian government from the vaccine that's not a vaccine that supposedly doesn't hurt you but does. Here's both clips.
One of our businesses is that we offer group life and disability insurance to employers. And we are seeing right now the highest death rates we have ever seen in the history of this business, not just at One America. The data is consistent across every player in that business. Now, this is primarily working age people, 18 to 64, that are in employers like all the employers on the screen here. And what we saw just in third quarter, we're seeing it continue into fourth quarter, is that death rates are up 40% over what they were pre-pandemic. Now, just to give you an idea of how bad that is, a three sigma or a 1 in 200 year catastrophe would be 10% increase over pre-pandemic. So 40% is just unheard of. And what the data is showing us is that the deaths that are being reported as COVID deaths greatly understate the actual death losses among working age people from the pandemic. It may not all be COVID on their death certificate, but deaths are up just a huge, huge numbers. We're also seeing an uptick in disability claims. At first, it was short-term disability claims, and now we're seeing long-term disability.
Hit pause. Again, this is Cloward and Piven, the plan to break down the economy. And notice, last year they said was much worse. The vaccine saved us. And then this year is 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 times that number. You know, almost double what they've ever seen before. So understand that, and they haven't got all the numbers in yet from last year yet. It's going to be worse. He goes on to say that. But again, you take the shot, now it's worse than ever. The same numbers everywhere. Continue.
Or whether it is because people haven't been able to get the health care that they need because the hospitals are overrun, we're seeing those claims start to take up as well. And for One America, we expect the costs of this are going to be well over $100 million, and this is our smallest business. So it's having a huge impact on that. Those costs will trickle towards other employers over time because premiums are starting to go up, so it will cost more for employers. And most of us in the industry are starting to target and to add premium loads onto employers that are based in counties that have low vaccination rates. It's just typically what we would do for underwriting when you have a risk factor like that. There's also going to be higher costs on employers from greater absences, particularly in a time when there's low unemployment and workers are hard to come by.
So even though we had crony capitalism and a lot of corruption, we still had more wealth than anybody else in the world, and so nobody wanted to get rid of the system. Well, the big boys over at the Davos Group and the UN, they're going to implode it, and they've got their big companies with unlimited capital from the fiat system. But your company or your small business isn't going to get it. You're going to go bankrupt. And this is simply a consolidation, a total takeover that kills you while they're at it. They just see themselves mopping up garbage, mopping up trash. They don't care if a five-year-old has a heart attack and dies. They don't care if you get lesions on your brain and are paralyzed. They don't care. None of them are taking the shot. Klaus Schwab's not taking the shot. I'd like to see Klaus Schwab convicted what he's done. I'd like to see him hauled up in front of the world. I'd like to see him pay. That snaggletooth monster. But let me tell you, He'll pay. God is going to get him. God is going to destroy him.
Christmas 2021 is over, but you still got a really great chance to give yourself the gift of free speech and liberty and freedom into the new year, while at the same time making yourself healthier, wealthier, and wiser by boosting your immune system. Two of our top-selling products that have been sold out for a long time are now back in stock. Winter Sun, the highest quality vitamin D3, taken under the tongue for higher absorption, is back in stock. Despite the fact it's been sold out for months, it is 50% off. And then our number one bestseller of all time, Survival Shield X2 Deep Earth Crystal Iodine, the game changer, the missing link, not just for immune system, but all electrochemical activity in the body, it's back in stock, 50% off. So that's the New Year's special, and that's Christmas comes early in 2022, ladies and gentlemen. Give yourself the gift of health and clarity and focus with X2 and Winter Sun at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off for a limited time. Thanks for keeping us on the air. Everything we've witnessed in the last few decades has only been the buildup for what the globalists are doing right now. This is their big offensive. This is their takeover. And this is the point that they're at their very weakest, because now they've revealed themselves. Now their world government, their permanent martial law, their medical tyranny is out in the open. Their depopulation agenda has been exposed. But they're using their corporate power and trillions to go across the planet and shut down people telling the truth. So listen, Paul Revere's, when you spread the word about the broadcast, when you pray for the broadcast, you're the tip of the spear. And when you buy products at InfoWarsStore.com, you keep us on air. Plus, we've got great products that have been sold out for months that are back in stock, 50% off, X2 and Winter Sun. Both of these are in our top five bestsellers. They are so good for your body. And if there's two things you do for your body, it's these two products. They're all back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off, and it keeps us on the air. Only way we fail is if you don't take action. In late August, InfoWars saw an explosion of orders, because our audience understands that the globalists are destabilizing the planet by design and are attempting to cause an economic and financial collapse worldwide. Now, ladies and gentlemen, storable food has always been something that's important to have. It's a checkbox that everybody needs to have taken care of, right along with water filtration, self-defense, and a relationship with God. But now more than ever, you need to get your storable food orders in now. We're ready to ship to you within 24 hours of your order. It's high quality. It's very, very low cost at InfoWarsStore.com. Because in the future, you're going to see more food supply shortages, and you're going to see food supply price increases that are already taking place. So lock in your storable food now at a lower price and fund the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com. That's how you fight the Great Reset, is by being self-sufficient and not under their control. So get prepared now at InfoWarsStore.com. If you think the tyranny and oppression we're living under now is bad, wait till they've got their world ID in, and that's exactly what the COVID passports are all about. And Klaus Schwab and the UN and all the other globalist leaders' own words, they admit that once they've got you with that system, then they're going to carbon tax you everywhere you go and track what you do. And publicly, they're saying they're going to decide when you can travel and when you can't travel. And MasterCard and all the other big companies are currently announcing they're going to track what you do and where you go and tax you with a carbon tax for it. This is the holy grail of tyranny, ladies and gentlemen. This is the takeover, and humanity better wake up and say no. Finally, folks are starting to wake up. Joe Rogan, Tucker Carlson, and others are leading the charge, along with InfoWars. But it's not enough. Every individual has to not comply, and we have to talk about bringing the globalists to justice. You see, they need the fear of God put in them legally and lawfully.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
We did it 5 years ago. We can do it again. The people take action. Bill Clinton is a rapist, is the model of victory. That's how we expose him. Here it is.
The Donald was not too, right? he didn't perform very well in some of his business endeavors. But I think one of the kind of the things that we really need to be looking at in this debate is that Bill Clinton is a rapist. Infowars.com. Infowars.com. Bill Clinton's a rapist. Bill Clinton is a rapist.
All right.
Bill Clinton, rapist.
I've been waiting for this segment all morning long. We are rolling out the red carpet, not for Tucker, but for some adorable, adoptable dogs. Well, every year, the Best Friends Animal Society helps cats and dogs who are stuck in animal shelters find homes.
Bill Clinton is a rapist.
People still can't live in Texas, and too many people are worried about whether there's going to be a future and their kids can have the same upward mobility they felt they have.
So, Jesse Waters last week said the kill shot got him in a lot of trouble. Good. You want to be in trouble fighting tyranny. That means you're over the target. So the kill shot is going out confronting Fauci. He said he told the media and he told citizens at a big Republican event, I guess it was Turning Point USA, that you need to go out and ask real questions of these people. You need to get interviewed. You need to jump into live feeds. Don't break the law. Don't trespass. Don't hurt anybody. These people are everywhere. And so, yeah, I don't have a bunch of extra money because all the money we've got's in the fight. I sold my house to put the money in the fight. That's why we're offering $5,000 for everybody that gets on live television, Nationals prep, preferential. That's what we really want. But if you get an A for effort, you get the $5,000. Miami went nationwide. And you got to post it on Rumble. You got to post it on like Parler. You got to post it on YouTube, Twitter, whatever. The more places you post it and send it to us, the better. And then I'll make the decision on whether you win. But I want to pay it out because once we've paid out 10, 15 winners, then I can stop the contest. It causes a chain reaction. So this is, people don't do this just for the money. They do it because it's exciting and it's fun to do, but it does make it fun to get recognized for what you're doing. And if we turn the people loose in an info war, instead of getting guns and shining them up, preparing for civil war, I think you should have guns to protect yourself, by the way. We need to be out in the street or we'll never pick up our guns if it's need be. Okay. Which I don't want to happen. But the left wants a civil war because they're losing the fight intellectually. They're losing the fight for the hearts and minds. So we need to turn up that fight with civil disobedience. And on the scale of 1 to 10, jumping in front of a live newscast in public's a 1. And I'm not saying it's not a big deal. It's hugely successful. A 10 would be 1,000 people going in a national TV show and breaking down the doors and taking over the live show and doing a sit-in, which you can argue is a form of trespassing. But if the place is pushing racial division, or if a restaurant won't let blacks eat at it, don't we agree everybody should go in there and say that's wrong? So that's where we are. They're now denying white people in Minnesota and in Texas, the state's trying to stop it, and in New York, they've endorsed it, denying white people 18 to 65. They're saying you're not an at-risk group. Well, what does that even mean? For COVID, you don't get monoclonal antibodies. Well, that deserves sit-ins. And I'm not saying go sit in at your hospital or do this. You need to follow your own conscience. But This is the time for civil disobedience and the bare minimum, which is incredibly successful. Just because something isn't on the scale of almost criminal, it's a one, doesn't mean it's not effective. Doesn't mean the more extreme stuff is more effective. It's saying jumping on a live TV show and talking about the truth legally and lawfully is a one on a scale of 10 of civil disobedience. And it's the most successful thing you can do. So I really appreciate Stefan Rivera joining us. Here's a quick clip. He also did the Bill Clinton's a rapist successful 5 years ago. But here he is getting on the biggest TV station, ABC, in Miami. Here it is.
Is there live with an update? Andrew?
You may remember all events were canceled last year because of COVID-19. This year, we're told the shows will go on.
The COVID-19 shot is for population control.
Infowars.com. The COVID-19 shot is for population control. Infowars.com.
Come on, man.
I'm going.
Stop, man.
Don't touch me.
And it goes on from there. The point is, you can say, well, he got a little out on air. It doesn't matter. He's number one. He's the first to walk on the moon. He's the first to get it done and to get it to us. If others have done it, we don't know about you. Send it to Rob D, just the initial D, R-O-B-D, at Infowars.com or get him on air. But I'm ready to trigger the chain reaction. Stefan Rivera, Instagram, YouTube, Studio Time, Florida, Coastal Championship Wrestling on YouTube. Thank you so much, brother. We really appreciate you.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you, Alex, for having me. And what a great opportunity for this country to unite and do something amazing. So thank you again. You know, thank God for these opportunities. And I also want to take this opportunity to thank my son, Joel. I wouldn't be able to do this without you, buddy. So thank you so much.
So why do you think this is important? I mean, obviously, you've taken action. You did the Bill Clinton as a rapist deal on television as well. Why do you think this is important?
Oh, man. This is an incredible importance. I mean, we are, you just had a guest yesterday, 2 days ago. We have a hypnosis in this country. We have people completely just with a fog over their brain, over their eyes. And really, any seed that we can plant to kind of shake that up, I mean, really, just use those seeds, use those opportunities to wake up the community. That's really the first step you can do as an American right now. Wake up your neighbors, wake up the people around you. Do what you got to do, you know, even if it's just writing a letter. I mean, you don't have to be the most charismatic person to try to wake someone up.
I agree. You know, you get my point about what you're doing is very effective, but at a certain point, denying white people medical treatment because they're white, which is now officially being done, this for me, I'm thinking about doing a sit-in or something and getting arrested inside a hospital, because when you're denying black people, white people, anybody medical care, this is seriously criminal activity in my view.
It's scary, Alex. I mean, the people that were heroes last year are now, they're second-class citizens. I mean, it's disgusting. I mean, absolutely disgusting. I have a lot of compassion for anybody in the healthcare field.
Oh, you're talking about the medical workers who were told, you're the best ever, and now you're scum, you're fired if you don't take the shot.
Yeah, what is that? What is that, Alex? That's absolutely nuts.
What's it like in Miami? Because I know Florida is super awake, probably even more than Texas. I've been there quite. I love Florida. But it seems like Miami, when I've been there to go on Schultz's show, is as bad as Austin.
No, listen. Yep, you got it on the – you nailed it on the head, because Miami and where I live, Broward County, are very heavily populated areas. I mean, we have people from all over the world. But, again – people are voting Democrat over there. I mean, the schools, the school system, I mean, hospitals, everything. I mean, it is absolutely nuts. But everywhere else, I mean, once you start getting out of West Palm, you start seeing some freedom, some people that are very open to your options. And, you know, they're not going to sit here and bully you to do what they want you to do. You know, they don't care. They want to live their life. They want to do what's best for them and their family.
Stefan Rivera, stay there. Let's talk about where we go next in the fight for liberty. Straight ahead. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Christmas 2021 is gone. It's in the rearview mirror. But you can still take advantage of Christmas prices going to the new year at InfoWarsStore.com. On two of our best-selling products, now finally back in stock, we have the number one bestseller of all time, X2, the deep earth crystal iodine that is essential for all your body's activities, electrochemical functions of the cells, the mitochondria, your immune system. It is back in stock. X2 is 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And right in time for the deepest part of winter, we have Winter Sun back in stock, the highest quality vitamin D3 for your immune system. And again, your whole body is back in stock, ready to ship to you right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So it's a 360 win. It keeps us on air, and it also makes your life so much healthier and better. So get your supply up to date at InfoWarsStore.com right now.
Why do my enemies hate me so much? Why do the globalists hate you so much? Why do they hate America so much? Because it's an idea of freedom that their tyrannical system that they're pushing cannot coexist with. It's very, very simple. For their world government, their anti-human, post-human, eugenic system to flourish, freedom and liberty and due process and justice and God-fearing systems must fail. So sure, you didn't start a fight with Bill Gates. You didn't start a fight with David Rockefeller. You didn't start a fight with the UN. They started a fight with you. And they're not going to back down, and they're not going to go away, and they're not going to ever stop their attacks until they have the fear of God put into them. But the average person still doesn't even know about the New World Order or about globalism or about corporate fascism. And it's not until people understand that and that we're under attack that we have any chance of beating these people. It's only been in the last 60 years that we've had satellites that can decently measure what's happening in the atmosphere. But if you look at all the different studies and reports about by NASA and other governments and other agencies, they all disagree on what's really happening with the climate. The only constant, the only great truth is change is the only constant. So yes, climate change is totally real. But notice first they called it global freezing back in the 70s and 80s, and then it's going to be global warming, and when that didn't really happen the way they wanted it to, okay, now it's just climate change. But did you know that man-made climate change is a real thing? When it comes to the United Nations and the Department of Energy and Bill Gates and the UN, they have weather control treaties from 1979. And Bill Gates has been manipulating the weather for a very long time. In fact, back in 1994, two scientists won a Nobel Prize for an idea of spraying different particles out of jet engines to control the weather. So yes, man-made climate change is real.
It's time to protect your privacy. It's time to come to grips with the fact that even though you don't have anything to hide, criminals, hackers, corporations, big tech, government are stealing all of your data and creating a map and a database of where you go and what you do. So in the future, under their globalist takeover, they can shut you down. Protecting your privacy, protecting your credit cards, protecting your bank accounts, protecting your photos, protecting everything that's on your phone is paramount. That's why everybody should visit InfoWarsStore.com. We're carrying a huge new line of very compliant, made in America products that have 100% reviews and are simply incredible. It's a 360 win. Protect your privacy and shop at InfoWars to support the overall InfoWar against the globalists, a true 360 win. Get your Faraday cages at InfoWarsStore.com. Check out the new line. It's amazing.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us on this January 4th, Tuesday edition. Look, we scored together. It was literally together. I don't just say, like, you're part of this, listeners, to make you feel powerful. You are powerful. I need you to get out of this. You need me to get out of this. We are truly in this together. I saw that fella jump on national TV 5.5 years ago now when they were saying Trump was a rapist with no evidence and we're going to use that to get the women to not vote for him. And that scared the system so much, it even came out in court documents that Hillary got so upset about that because they knew their weakness was Clinton's war on women. Not just her husband, but her herself. And so I saw that guy jump on Fox News and do that. And it wasn't a rocket science move to say, hey, we're going to have a contest, $1,000 per person that gets on TV and points out that Bill Clinton's a rapist. And it started happening more and more. So I said, oh my gosh, $5,000. And it happened hundreds of times. Now, we didn't pay out hundreds of times. We stopped it at almost $400,000. So I didn't have the money. But it's not about the money we're paying. It's about the strategicness of this, taking action and calling these people out. So we've already hit the home run, the grand slam before with this broadcast because of you. Again, it's you, it's you, it's you, it's you, it's you. And if you don't want to have a civil war that's violent, if you don't want to have them turn your power off and starve you out till you submit to the cultural reorganization they're trying to do, then you better get active in the streets. It ain't about $5,000. I just do that to put value on it and to have people celebrate it. So going back to Stefan Rivera, Coastal Championship Wrestling on YouTube. You can find him on CCW Live Wrestling Tuesday, 7 p.m. on Coastal Championship Wrestling on YouTube channel, as well as a professional Instagram and YouTube channel, Studio Time FL. Stefan recently just won the $5,000 bounty. I'll make sure that gets paid today for disrupting a local news report, or just culture jamming, that's what I'd call it, in Miami to spread the truth about the shots and the New World Order agenda. So I want to give you a few minutes here and want to just recognize you for what you did again, because you did a great job with the Bill Clinton's a rapist as well. But I've seen that video. On anything else you'd like to add, and then just what it was if you'd had a few minutes on TV, because it's the taking it over that scares them. That's the real point, to get others to do it. So what you did is a great victory. But if you had a couple minutes, what you would say to the public to warn them?
Oh, man, that what's going on is absolutely real. It's biblical, to a biblical proportion. I mean, this is in your face. If I had a few minutes to wake them up, first thing I would do is try to share the gospel with them. I mean, that's the first thing I would do. Woke me up, and that's like the most censored thing ever, talking about Jesus and saving your soul. I mean, but if I could get them to see what's going on in front of them, is the double-sidedness, the how Fauci is now, and you, I mean, masks, no masks, all that. It's just, it's hypocrisy. And I think the majority of Americans see right through it. And that's what really makes me so happy. So get involved. If you don't have the courage to get in front of a camera, if you don't have a charismatic characteristic, you just buy a COVID land DVD and give it to your neighbor. You know, what I was doing was I was handing out gospel tracts, and I was creating a QR code linking directly to COVID land on band.video. And I would just, using a double-sided piece of tape, I would stick that QR code that I would print out on my own on a DVD that I would get, and I would just give it to as many people as I can. And it was pretty effective, you know, and anything you can think of to spread the word, I mean, please do it. I mean, you know, you have a very short time here on earth. So, you know, get to work.
I agree. And the great part about this is I talked about all the amazing people I meet who love liberty. And most will say they're Christians. Others just love life and don't like tyranny. Like Joe Rogan's come a long way. And I'm not like judging him, but he's really waking up and maturing in amazing ways. But like one of the top, if not the top grappler in the world in jiu-jitsu is Craig Jones from Australia. He lives here in Austin. We're good friends. We hang out quite a bit. But
so cool.
The point is, I get to know you. You're a great wrestler too. And I really feel sorry for the bad guys, because I get to know all the greatest men and women loving God and loving justice and freedom. Like, we're all the cool, fun people, and they've got all the weird little globalists like Fauci.
It's incredible. They just want to control you. That's it. They want to control you. They want to control every aspect of your life, and they have no respect for you. Agenda 2021, Endgame. I mean, forever promote this film you made, Endgame. I mean, it outlines Agenda 2021. I mean, 21 perfectly. I mean, chef's kiss on that, Alex. Chef's kiss.
Well, we love you, brother, Stefan Rivera. Where do you see? I mean, like you said, it's in our face. It's attacking us. What do you make of like major $100 billion insurance companies saying, "Yeah, record levels of young people dying." Like way over any level ever. I mean, it's the shot doing it.
Absolutely. I mean, you're not immune you're not immune to COVID when you take the vaccine. I have a relative, took the COVID vaccine, and she is right now at home with COVID. I mean, it's life is backwards. I mean, what's up is down. What's down is up. It's in your face.
What do you make of DeSantis? You know, Christ said, judge a tree by its fruits. It's one thing he went to Yale and the rest of it, but He's doing a lot more than the Texas governor and a lot more than Trump. He is demanding, because I know they have plenty of monoclonal antibodies, that's on record, but the Democrats are withholding those from conservative states and playing the race card from white people. What do you make of that? Because DeSantis is making a big deal about it, and thank God.
Oh, thank God for Ron DeSantis. I mean, living in Florida, I mean, I don't, other than Texas, I wouldn't want to live anywhere else, to be honest. I mean, Ron DeSantis is leading the way, and with what's going on with Trump, you know, pushing the vaccine, I mean, DeSantis is a huge option. I mean, you got to keep your eye on DeSantis. I mean, if you care about this country, you know, you'll support people like him.
Well, sure. And I mean, DeSantis is not even attacking the shot, but he's not out there saying nobody ever had a problem and it protects you once you take it. That's just not true. And believe me, Trump's a great asset. I hate watching. It's like Trump's this big, beautiful mansion we built politically. And now he's burning it down himself. It's like a house burning itself down. So, you know, that's why I'm so pissed at Trump.
Yeah, me too. Me too. I don't like to see that at all.
What are your friends? What are your friends saying about Trump? What's their take on what he's doing?
I mean, a lot of them, especially my coworkers, they hate it. They absolutely hate the vaccine. They don't like the mask. They don't like going to places that, you know, I work in schools a lot and they're so strict. I mean, and it, especially in South Florida, anywhere else, it's in Florida, it's great, but Broward County, Miami, Dade County, forget about it, Alex. It's awful.
Absolutely. And, well, listen, Stefan, I got a feeling you're going to do this again. You should organize groups to do it because you're the first domino to fall. And if we catch that lightning in a bottle again, like we did 5 years ago, it's going to change the world. But regardless, you've done a great job and God bless you, sir.
Thank you, Alex. God bless you too.
You know, most of my family, are either doctors or entrepreneurs or military. And I mean, well, I guess military, they're all army. I guess most of my family all join the army. That's what they all do. And nothing against the other services. It was just my family's all been in the army. And I was in East Texas over New Year's with some of my family. They were telling me the stories of officers they know being made to take the shot and how sick they're getting. And I've never seen my family like this. They're like, what do we do? And they all know, by the way, they don't even need to listen to me. They already were telling me how everything worked and everything. And so, I mean, this country's under attack. They couldn't attack us with nuclear weapons or an open assault. This is an attack on America. This is a globalist takeover. And so it's my sincere wish that this contest takes off and everybody confronts them and exposes that the shot's full of poison, don't believe the news, to save people. In fact, if it fails and I don't get a bunch of winners to pay out, I'll feel bad. Because we're paying out the winners of this with the proceeds from my house being sold, which I'm happy to sell my house. I'm happy to do that, which I did sell, to fund this. I mean, why wouldn't I want to be all in? But if we just got more people to be all in on the fight right now, this nightmare would end. If more people were like Stefan Rivera. So please understand, we have two amazing products that are now in stock that won't be in stock long. X2 is the deep earth crystal iodine for immune system, your body, everything that goes on. It's the good halogen, the opposite of fluoride. It's 50% off, sold out for about 3-4 months. And then Winter Sun finally comes in next week. We said it was on sale. They told me we had it. We don't have it. You've seen ads running for it. Winter Sun comes in next week. I think like Wednesday, the truck's supposed to arrive. You know, the supply chain breakdowns. But we have Vitamin Mineral Fusion that has the vitamin D3 and all the vitamins and all the minerals in a high-quality system with the amino acids, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We got the Ultimate Bone Broth and so much more, and that keeps us on air, plus they're great products.
Christmas 2021 is over, but you've still got a really great chance to give yourself the gift of free speech and liberty and freedom into the new year, all at the same time making yourself healthier, wealthier, and wiser by boosting your immune system. Two of our top-selling products that have been sold out for a long time are now back in stock. Winter Sun, the highest quality vitamin D3, taken under the tongue for higher absorption, is back in stock. Despite the fact it's been sold out for months, it is 50% off. And then our number one bestseller of all time, Survival Shield X2 Deeper Crystal Iodine, the game changer, the missing link, not just for immune system, but all electrochemical activity in the body. It's back in stock, 50% off. So that's the New Year's special. And that's Christmas comes early in 2022, ladies and gentlemen. Give yourself the gift of health and clarity and focus with X2 and Winter Sun at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off for a limited time. Thanks for keeping us on the air.
Get our great, got a bag of it here. I mean, this is from, people say, why is it from Chiapas, Mexico, the communist? Well, that's where some of the best coffee in the world that's wild harvested, above organic, in the volcanic soil, better than Guatemalan coffee. And yeah, we buy it from the little farmers that, you know, the media calls communists, but really they're just a commune. And whatever, the point is that it's good coffee, and we've got it, and the farmers don't let the Mexican government take over. So I actually buy this from the Mexican rebels, and I've been buying it for, 14 years, and the price has never gone up. The same stuff sold at Whole Foods under another name for about 50% more per pound, and I just think it's some of the best coffee you're going to find anywhere. It's Wake Up America Patriot Blend from the Chiapas Rebels, literally. In fact, I'm not going to tell you the whole story. We had like the... Okay, you wouldn't believe it. Anyway, so it's InfoWarsStore.com, and that's how we fund this operation. And if you don't fund us and don't want us here, that's fine.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. You are either with the Republic or against it. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
I'm very proud of the vaccines. We got it done, as you know, Brian. We got it done very rapidly in less than 9 months. It was supposed to take 5 to 12 years, and they wouldn't come up, most likely wouldn't have come up with the right answer. And we have three of them, great ones and great therapeutics. We got a lot of it done, but the mandates are horrible.
Yeah, and we were there at the White House for Operation Warp Speed. Like you said, you rolled those vaccines out in record time. So,
we saved millions of lives worldwide. Don't forget, in 1917, 100 million people, as many as maybe 50 to 100, but 100 million people probably died from the horrible Spanish flu. I think we would have been in a very similar position, 50 to 100, if we didn't have the vaccines, you know, all over the world. Mm-hmm. And in the United States, millions and millions more people would have died. It would have been a disaster. So we're very proud of the vaccines, but the mandates should not be they're trying to enforce these mandates, and it's so bad for people and for our country and so bad for business.
Yeah.
Outweigh the risks, but as the vaccine rollout now ramps up through the booster phase, there are a rare few who suffer serious side effects. Now the federal government is offering compensation for anyone who becomes seriously ill after having their COVID shot.
It's been a long road to recovery for Matty John.
It's a really uncomfortable and quite a frightening experience.
He felt like he was having a heart attack 2 days after getting the Pfizer vaccine.
I just got this sharp pain that I've never experienced before in the centre of my chest.
Diagnosed with severe pericarditis, he was off work for 10 weeks.
You're constantly worrying, I suppose, that anxiety around... I suppose we're talking about your heart.
Maddie's not alone. It's estimated 79,000 people have suffered adverse reactions to vaccines. Now the government's offering compensation. Claims under $20,000 will need evidence from your doctor. Claims over $20,000 assessed by a team of legal experts. The highest figure reserved for only the most serious of cases.
I think it could cost the government a lot of money.
Daniel Opare works at Shine Lawyers. He's looked closely at the government scheme.
If you do suffer pericarditis, it can result in you being out of pocket. You know, you might have to see a cardiologist, you might need procedures. So it is definitely appropriate that there is a vaccination scheme there to compensate those people.
But like all schemes, there are limitations. To make a claim, you must spend at least one night in hospital. And that's a clause that makes Matty John ineligible. He was admitted to hospital twice, but never stayed the night.
It is a little bit frustrating and out of pocket a fair bit, but in saying that too, it is what it is, and that's life.
The scheme is now open. Nick Hose,
I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted. I think they are horrible for our society.
Banning people. They're dictating the opinions that everyone on the platform is allowed to have. Merely a...
I'm a conservative Jew, so I guess that makes me such a dangerous person.
Spreading articles, spreading videos, spreading links. You're going to get demonized. You're going to get attacked. They're going to hate.
That's going to do something terrible like help Trump get reelected. That's really what all this is about.
Said that they deem our content and our brand unsafe.
Is the right to be, do, and say whatever you want. It's about freedom of expression.
I'm the journalist and the left not interested in telling the truth about me because I don't fit the stereotype.
They can say whatever they think, and I respect their constitutional right to do it, and I hope they respect my
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, folks, we've got our special guest, Dr. Saeed Haider, joining us in studio. Straight ahead, stay with us.
Everything we've witnessed in the last few decades has only been the buildup for what the globalists are doing right now. This is their big offensive. This is their takeover. And this is the point that they're at their very weakest, because now they've revealed themselves. Now their world government, their permanent martial law, their medical tyranny is out in the open. Their depopulation agenda has been exposed. But they're using their corporate power and trillions to go across the planet and shut down people telling the truth. So listen, Paul Revere's, when you spread the word about the broadcast, when you pray for the broadcast, you're the tip of the spear. And when you buy products at InfoWarsStore.com, you keep us on air. Plus, we've got great products that have been sold out for months that are back in stock, 50% off, X2 and Winter Sun. Both of these are in our top five bestsellers. They are so good for your body. And if there's two things you do for your body, it's these two products. They're all back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off, and it keeps us on the air. Only way we fail is if you don't take action.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Well, Dr. Saeed Haider is here in studio with us. I saw him last week on Harrison, and I'm busy in the morning, and I watch Harrison some, but I don't usually like stop for an hour and watch it. I'm in my office, getting ready for my show, watching the doc on. Like, this guy's really well spoken. So I said to my producer, I said, can we please get him on? They said, yeah, he's willing to come in studio. I guess he has a brother here in Austin. So, boom, all the way from Puerto Rico, here in studio with us, our second live show of 2022. Doctor, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks so much for having me, Alex.
I really appreciate you. Yeah. I mean, you did an amazing job breaking things down, but you were saying fluoxamine is the biggest thing that you wanted to cover. So thanks for coming here.
Yeah, thanks a lot for having me. Yeah, absolutely. So fluvoxamine is an SSRI. It's a selective serotonin reuptake inhibitor, and that basically means it affects your serotonin neurotransmitters all over your body. So the really important thing about fluvoxamine is that it works great for COVID-19. There's a phase 3 study on fluvoxamine showing that if you take fluvoxamine, at least 80% of the prescribed doses, you have a 12 times lower risk of dying than if you don't take fluvoxamine for COVID-19. And I think the most interesting thing about fluvoxamine to talk about with your guests, with your viewers, is that, you know, a lot of people end up in the hospital nowadays and they call me and tell me, you know, I've got COVID, it's really bad, and the doctor won't give me ivermectin, they won't give me hydroxychloroquine, I know all these things work for COVID and they just refuse to give it to me, what should I do? Theoretically, if a patient were to tell their doctor in the hospital that, hey doc, I used to have depression for years and I used to take fluvoxamine 50 milligrams twice a day. I know it's kind of a weird dose for depression, but that's what my doctor gave me. I did great on it. I wasn't depressed. And then I decided to go off of it, right? Against my doctor's advice, I've been off of it for about a year now and I've been getting really depressed in the last couple of months. Can you put me back on fluvoxamine? I don't know a single doctor in America who won't buy that story and give a patient fluvoxamine. And it's really sad that patients have to go to these lengths, right?
I mean, and I'm glad we're jumping right into it, but let's get back to that. How did you, what have you thought the last 2 years of this? And just, you're a medical doctor, very respected. I should have done your old bio. We just jumped right into it. Tell me about fluvoxamine. But I mean, Dr. Siyed Haider is a doctor who specializes in internal medicine, who's treated 35,000 patients, over 4,000 with active COVID infections, resulting in zero deaths as only five hospitalizations. That is incredible. Over 30,000 were given ongoing preventative ivermectin. Of those who took ivermectin to prevent catching COVID, less than 10 returned with active COVID infections. With the breaking news, the USPS and FDA, that's why I wanted to get you on,
yep,
and the FDA are colluding to withhold over seize ivermectin shipments to America. Dr. Siyed Haider is working to work with this crisis, and by sourcing the cheapest U.S. mail order pharmaceuticals in each state, this bold action will provide Americans with life-saving drug before they get sick, so they are ready for treatment on day one of symptoms. Go to mygotodoc.com. So that was that's why I wanted you on. You got here so quick. I'm like, damn,
yeah.
You were on really laying out how they're not trying to stop, what's it called?
Interstate commerce. They're not interfering with interstate shipments of ivermectin, but overseas ivermectin, they are seizing at the border.
Exactly. So they're trying to block that. So I didn't mean to tell you get into one topic and jump into another, but let's finish up with the fluvoxamine, if I'm saying that right.
Yeah.
And why we think it's working on COVID, and then why they're trying to block it, and then back to the other subject.
Sure. So fluvoxamine works for COVID in a number of different ways. So it stabilizes platelets so they don't dump serotonin into the bloodstream. And this actually can nip the cytokine storm in the bud. So it can stop the cytokine storm. It also acts on the sigma 1 receptor. It's an anti-inflammatory receptor. And I just want to kind of mention that, you know, I hesitated to even prescribe fluvoxamine because, you know, it does affect brain neurochemistry. But that only really kicks in after 4 to 6 weeks. And you only need to use it for 2 weeks for COVID. COVID-19.
Plus, it's good not to die.
Yeah. It's always good to stay alive.
Rather than die that made me hallucinate. You know?
Yeah. So I haven't really seen a lot of side effects with fluvoxamine. It's really, really rare. People do really well on fluvoxamine, especially with this short 2-week course. So I highly recommend it to all my patients. And I have, I haven't seen anyone who took fluvoxamine within the first 5 days of COVID-19 who even got worse after that point. No one was hospitalized who took it in the first 5 days.
So are you saying fluvoxamine is even better than ivermectin?
So, you know, they're complementary to each other, right? But I do think fluvoxamine probably has even stronger data than ivermectin. Ivermectin has incredible data for COVID-19, and there's a lot more studies of ivermectin, but fluvoxamine has some really powerfully, really well-done studies. And I can't think of any other drug that you can say, if you take the doses as prescribed, you'll have a 12 times lower risk of dying than you don't.
And that just shows how powerful SSRIs are in the brain. This thing can completely block a virus. Imagine what it does on the other side of your brain. I mean, this is powerful.
So that's a really good point. So ivermectin actually doesn't cross the blood-brain barrier. That's another reason to add fluvoxamine to ivermectin, because it goes into the brain. It addresses inflammation inside your brain, which ivermectin will not do.
And you talked about the studies, because it's not just you. I was already hearing from all these scientists I respect, hey, fluvoxamine, you got to cover fluvoxamine. And I'm like, and then I see you on the air talking about how they're trying to suppress it. This is amazing.
It's absolutely amazing. And the other good point is that fluvoxamine is actually on the Johns Hopkins treatment guidelines for COVID now, and it's still not on the NIH guidelines. It's not in the FDA guidelines. So the FDA...
Wow, they're not even trying to block it right now?
So it's just
somewhere.
So they're not putting it on the guidelines. Just the Johns Hopkins guidelines have it. But you know, so Steve Kirsch bankrolled the fluvoxamine trials, and what he discovered was that when he got through phase 3 studies, he couldn't find a pharmaceutical company that would present the data to the FDA for him, and he had to find a pharmaceutical company because the FDA won't take it from a private citizen. So I think that's just ridiculous. You know, he spent millions of dollars to take it through phase 1, 2, and 3 studies. He's got all the data that he needs for an emergency use authorization, and yet he can't find a pharmaceutical company willing to do it. And why not? Because they're not going to make any money.
And isn't Steve Kirsch a great guy?
He is, absolutely.
He's out there doing these studies, and they don't want it because they won't make money.
Yeah, so our system is just totally broken, right? You know, we know that we have drugs really cheap, dirt cheap drugs. I mean, what could be better? Ivermectin can be had for like less, like a cent per dose, right? You can make it for 1 cent per dose. And you know, fluvoxamine is cheap. Hydroxychloroquine is cheap. Budesonide inhalers are cheap. I mean, it's just a steroid inhaler. It's been around for decades. All these drugs have incredible safety profiles. Ivermectin especially. I mean, it's the safest drug I can think of. Literally. It's safer than Tylenol, which is the leading cause of liver failure. It's safer than ibuprofen, which is known to cause like heart failure. There's no other drug that's as safe as ivermectin. Fluvoxamine is safe enough to use for COVID for almost anyone. I very rarely see side effects of fluvoxamine.
And Doc, it's amazing you came here to be with some person. I really appreciate it. And so I don't put the cart before the horse, but do we know chemically what ivermectin does versus fluvoxamine and why they work so well?
Yeah, so ivermectin actually, so they both actually have anti-inflammatory effects, different kinds of anti-inflammatory effects, but they address specific inflammatory cytokines that are raised by COVID-19. So ivermectin affects interleukin-6, fluvoxamine hits the sigma-1 receptor. So they're actually better than using steroids for COVID. We know steroids work for COVID-19 because there's a viral replication phase, then there's an inflammatory phase. So ivermectin will give you some antiviral effects. Fluvoxamine actually also has some antiviral effects that are not really talked about much, but it affects the acid sphingomyelinase enzyme, and it prevents entry of COVID-19 into cells. Ivermectin does the same thing. It prevents entry of COVID-19 into your cells. It binds to the spike protein. And so the point I wanted to get to was that steroids are kind of broad spectrum immunosuppressants. And so they're kind of like carpet bombing, right? Like instead of like, you want like targeted action that you get with ivermectin and fluvoxamine.
Wow. So we've seen, again, huge resistance against ivermectin. I've seen some against the fluvoxamine, but you're the expert. What's happening there?
Yeah, so, I mean, the worst thing with fluvoxamine is that no one's talking about it, right? Like, you had a couple of news articles when the phase 3 trials came out and also with the phase 2 trials, but it should really be, you know, approved by the NIH. The CDC should be talking about it. It should be on the official guidelines.
And so that's why we're here. You're like, hey, yeah, I make a big deal out of ivermectin and how they're trying to block it, but that's yesterday's battle. We're almost kind of winning that war. We need to get fluvoxamine out there.
Absolutely. We do need to get fluvoxamine out there. And like I said before, you know, I've had patients come to me from the hospital. I had this elderly gentleman in the hospital, and this was his story. His son had to smuggle in ivermectin to him. Okay. He was on a ventilator. Okay. His doctors were saying he's going to probably die in a few days. He started ivermectin. He was better within a couple of days, and he was being discharged. His roommate was also on a ventilator. Okay. His roommate saw what had just happened in the last 3 days with him, asked him if he could take the rest of his ivermectin. So his roommate gets the rest of his ivermectin. He gets better in a couple of days, comes off a ventilator. He gets discharged. Now they're fast friends. But they had to act like secret agents to treat COVID-19, you know, with effective drugs.
That's the story you were telling I wanted you on about, but then this fluvoxamine's even bigger. Let's come back and start off, Doc, wherever you want. Thank you so much for coming to town, sir. We'll be right back. I never compromise the quality of ingredients we put in InfoWars Life products. And that's why for more than 2 years, we've been sold out of Ultimate Bone Broth. And we could never get the ingredients again until now. And we have reformulated and not just used the same ingredients. We've boosted it and made them even stronger. So out of all the bone broths out there, I'm telling you, this is next level. Listen to what it's got in it. Cutting edge chicken bone broth protein isolate powder for better flavor and dissolvability. It's got turmeric root, chaga mushroom, bee pollen, goji berry, alfalfa herb powder, and a bunch of other amazing known berries that turbocharge your body with antioxidants. And then it's got a bunch of other incredible things like magnesium, potassium, and sodium added. I mean, this sucker has got everything for your electrolytes. It's got real organic cocoa butter powder with natural chocolate flavor and a touch of sea salt, and it just goes on and on. It is now back in stock. Ultimate Bone Broth Plus, available at 20% off and free shipping out of the gates at InfoWarsStore.com. California, people are asleep and program controlled. I agree. How do you make the sleeper awaken, William?
Oh, hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. Can I plug Alex real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, I'm in my 60s, and I do the work of 25, 30-year-olds, and I work them into the ground, and you want to know why? And I've tested this, and I've taken your B12, and let me tell you, when I don't take it, I pay a price. I really do. I take that B12, and I'm electric, man. I can run 10 miles. I do some pretty heavy work with the highway department.
percent. And my friends will attest to the fact that, yeah, for a guy in his 60s, you know, pushing 70, I'm not just blowing smoke here. The B12 saves my life.
Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's talk to Malcolm in Tennessee. Welcome.
Hello, Alex.
Yes, Malcolm.
All right, I will make this quick and real short where the other Patriots can get on the line. Alex, I have to promote one thing from one of your co-hosts, Owen Schroyer. Super Male Vitality and Brain Force Plus. Mix those two together, you're an unstoppable tank.
Super Male Vitality really, really works. It's cold-pressed herbs and natural compounds that have never been heated up. And so it has a dramatic effect compared to powdered versions that also work quite well, but just aren't as strong. This is like a very fine wine. In fact, each batch is different. Sometimes it's super strong, sometimes it's just okay. People are like, why are you selling something and admitting sometimes the batch isn't strong? That's just how it is. It's how it works. So it's always good. It's just sometimes it's like super strong. But yeah, if you want the Rolls Royce at a decent price, then this is it. I've been fighting as hard as I can for almost 28 years against the globalists. I wanted to stop their agenda. I wanted to wake up the world and stop them dead in their tracks before they went operational. But we failed. Yes, a lot of people are awake. Yes, we're not getting caught flat-footed. But they are going ahead with their full operational deindustrialization great reset. And that's why it's more important than ever that all viewers and all listeners tell everybody they know about the show, because people are ready to wake up and ready to hear the truth. So we've got to information warfare the enemy and try to stop their agenda. But we've also got to get personally prepared. And one of the number one things to do is high-quality storable food. We've got the best food ready to ship at very affordable prices at InfoWarsStore.com. So whether it's a month or a six-month or a year supply or specialty diets, it's ready to ship right now. Lock your orders in before food prices go up and before there are long lines and waits, because believe me, serious times are coming. Get ready at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
All right, welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Dr. Saeed Haider is our guest. He's a medical doctor, treated over 35,000 patients in his career, 4,000 with active COVID infections, and he's just been really doing a great job exposing what's happening. And if you just joined us, he was getting him the fluvoxamine, but also what's happening suppressing ivermectin. But as you said, ivermectin's gotten a lot of attention. Rolling Stone ran fake stories about thousands sick and dying in Oklahoma from taking it. None of it was true. It was a fake story. But you're saying fluvoxamine, they're not even denying this on John Hopkins, who's like one of the head groups there. They're actually admitting that it's giving people a 12 times better chance of surviving COVID. That is insane that we haven't heard about this. So thank God you're bringing it up.
Absolutely. So, you know, they're not so much accepting that it works. I mean, they do, you know, every time you have a study that comes out and shows that a drug works for COVID-19, they always look for, you know, some kind of drawback. You know, they try to punch holes in it somehow. With fluvoxamine, you know, it causes some side effects, and some people weren't able to take it because it causes some nausea. So in the group that took at least 80% of the doses, there was a 12 times lower risk of dying, but not everyone could take 80% of the doses or more. So this brings up another point, that if you can't take fluvoxamine, you can actually take Prozac instead. So 30 milligrams of Prozac works just like fluvoxamine. It does exactly the same thing. It's better tolerated, actually. You know, people have less side effects from it, less nausea. It's easier to remember. You know, everyone's can remember Prozac. You know, it's a famous drug. So if you want to put one drug into your mind, you know, in case you're in a hospital to ask for from a doctor, it would probably be Prozac. That works really well.
And the system's used to pushing that, so they're like, sure, take that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like I mean, we're not doing it for the 3-4 weeks it takes to kick in.
Yeah.
It's being done chemically for other things.
So yeah, it has other effects other than the effects on the brain and your serotonin receptors in your brain. That's not really what we're targeting. And it doesn't have those psychological effects. So you don't need to worry that you're taking like a psychiatric drug that's going to change the way you think or the way you feel. It's not going to give you anxiety or depression or anything. And it works like a charm.
As you said, antidepressants, from what I've read, doctor, depending on the drug, but 2 to 5 weeks, right, to kick in?
Yeah, 2 to 5 weeks to kick in. I mean, I'm not a big fan of antidepressants anyway. I mean, I never prescribed antidepressants to patients. You know, I would continue them if they were already on them because people get used to these drugs. Their brains actually get used to them. It's kind of like a crutch. And I think, you know, if you look at some of the books that have come out, like the Emperor's New Drugs, you know, back, you know, 10, 20 years ago now, they do suggest that these drugs may actually make outcomes worse for depression.
Oh, absolutely. But the point is, it's funny how one thing Satan creates to suppress and control ends up being good on the other end, though.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like the internet itself. It was created by the Department of Defense. You know, I don't really support a lot of things that they do in terms of the wars that they fight. But, you know, and the same with, like, the deep state and the CIA. You know, there's a lot of things that I wouldn't support that they do, but the internet can be used for good as well as bad.
Exactly. People think the internet was created for freedom. It was created to control people, actually. If you read the documents from the early 60s.
I don't doubt it.
Surveillance grid, yeah.
Yeah.
And then it ended up getting turned for good. Now it's kind of a battle right now.
Absolutely. And I think this is a big battle, actually. And it kind of like points to an overarching kind of theme that, you know, that we're dealing with in America and around the world. You know, the rise of authoritarianism and totalitarianism. And this is, you know, they're coming for, you know, our children now. They're coming for our medical autonomy. They're coming for physician autonomy. I mean, they're really forcing everyone to just fall in line and, you know, lockstep. You know, physicians are afraid of speaking out. You know, I'm able to speak out because no one owns me, right? Like, I'm an independent practitioner. You know, patients pay me directly. They don't even have to go through insurance, right? Whereas doctors who work in large healthcare systems, they often send me their patients, and their patients tell me, my doctor sent me to you because he wanted to prescribe ivermectin. He could not. His hands were tied. He would have been fired. You know, he has to put food on the table. He's worried about his family. And this is just a terrible place that we're in, right? And we need to take back our freedoms from our government.
I totally agree. And that's why you've got mygotodoctor.com or my.
So it's mygotodoc.com. Yep.
Mygotodoc.com. Mygotodoc.com. And I guess that's the whole future. That's one good thing Trump did was make it where, I guess, doctors across the United States, no matter where they are, can be people's physicians, right?
Yeah, so, I mean, people look at the regulations a little bit differently. At the federal government level, with the COVID-19 pandemic, they allowed physicians to see, you know, patients anywhere in the country. But at the state level, you know, medical boards still require that a physician be licensed in their state to see a patient in their state. And this is kind of like a stumbling block because it's really difficult to get licensed in every single state. I mean, I do have some COVID waivers in probably like 25 states at this point.
Yeah, but people should be able to go to whoever they want.
They should be able to. And, you know, I've had patients, you know, basically you just got to tell a doctor that you're in a state that he's licensed in and he'll be able to treat you online. So, you know, even if, you know, doctors aren't like detectives. I'm not trying to figure out where you live or ask
you. Well, let's spend a few minutes on you because everybody calls me constantly saying, where are good online doctors for me to talk to? Where do I get advice? My go-to doc. DOC.com.
Yeah, so the great thing about our website is that you go to some other websites and you can only talk to the doctor for like a week or two, and then you have to pay again if you need to ask them another question. With us, you can actually register for free. You can ask any question, as many questions as you want for the rest of your life, basically, indefinitely, without any charge. Okay, so information should be free, and it is free, but you need, like, I think it's important to have a gatekeeper, go to somebody you trust.
Oh, yeah, but it's not free to have the website and pay for everything and then pay the rent. And do it. So how are you able to keep
right.
going?
I do charge people for prescriptions. But again, if you can't afford a prescription, you can ask for a discount. And if you're really hard up for money, just ask us to waive our fee. And you'll still have to pay the pharmacy for the medication. So
just to be clear, other mainline corporate pharmacies are trying to deny people ivermectin and fluvoxamine and all this. So, and then people that are telling are like almost ashamed, like, and then we're sorry we charge if we do this. I mean, we should be the future. You should launch pharmacies across the country. What we need is to innovate here.
Yeah. So I gotta clarify. So doctors prescribe drugs, right? The pharmacist dispenses them.
That's
and
right.
This is where we ran into trouble, right? Like, I don't own the pharmacy and I can't own a pharmacy, right?
Doctors. You're just sending people to a pharmacy.
I'm sending people to a pharmacy. And that's a really important issue because we used to send people to CVS because they had the cheapest source of ivermectin. You could go and get like a GoodRx prescription for really cheap ivermectin at CVS. And then the pharmacists were not allowed to dispense it anymore. So some of them wanted to and they could not. So now basically all the chain pharmacies won't give you ivermectin. So we had to go to mail order pharmacies. And we did the work. This is the other special thing about us. We called probably thousands of pharmacies at this point all over the country looking for the cheapest possible sources of real human-grade ivermectin, okay? So I had patients come to me from other pharmacies that they had been sent to telling me that they were going to be charged like $700 to $1,000 for a five-day course of ivermectin. We, all of our pharmacies...
I have crew members that have family that live in like North Carolina. They were trying to charge them $3,000 for it.
Yeah, it's money
That's
grabbing, right?
Gouging.
Yeah, they absolutely price gouging. Some of the pharmacies, you know, they only have expensive ivermectin. Some of them may be price gouging. All of our pharmacies, you can get a 14-day course, not even a 5-day course, but 14 days for less than $150. Sometimes it's $80, sometimes it's $100. If you really insist on just 5 days, it'll probably be less than $50. I think everyone needs at least 14 days total on hand in case you need to take it for longer than five days.
I've stockpiled it. I mean, I had people I knew almost die without it.
Yeah.
I mean, they got from 82 oxygen to 90 oxygen within 5 hours on it.
Yeah, so I get this. I hear this a lot. People take it, and within hours, they can feel better. You know, and sometimes they'll even feel it wearing off. Like, they know exactly what it's doing in their body. They can tell they get better, and then they're like, Doc, it's starting to wear off, and I just tell them, take it again. You know, if it's wearing off, take it again. Keep taking it.
All right, stay there, Doc. I want to, because I've been kind of leading this discussion, but you're the expert. I want to get back to phloxamine, because that's the big one that's not getting attention. We all know about ivermectin. Then I want to tell the story, which you've been covering, first-hand accounts, but it's also in the news, that they're not looking for fentanyl in the mail coming in from overseas. They're looking for ivermectin that never's killed anybody.
Right.
So I mean, it sounds like aspirin's more dangerous than this. We'll be right back, because, you know, 2-year-old shouldn't be taking aspirin, folks. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Christmas 2021 is over, but you still got a really great chance to give yourself the gift of free speech and liberty and freedom into the new year, while at the same time making yourself healthier, wealthier, and wiser by boosting your immune system. Two of our top-selling products that have been sold out for a long time are now back in stock. Winter Sun, the highest quality vitamin D3, taken under the tongue for higher absorption, is back in stock. Despite the fact it's been sold out for months, it is 50% off. And then our number one bestseller of all time, Survival Shield X2 Deeper Crystal Iodine, the game changer, the missing link, not just for immune system, but all electrochemical activity in the body, it's back in stock, 50% off. So that's the New Year's special, and that's Christmas comes early in 2022, ladies and gentlemen. Give yourself the gift of health and clarity and focus with X2 and Winter Sun at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off for a limited time. Thanks for keeping us on the air.
In late August, InfoWars saw an explosion of orders because our audience understands that the globalists are destabilizing the planet by design and are attempting to cause an economic and financial collapse worldwide. Now, ladies and gentlemen, storable food has always been something that's important to have. It's a checkbox that everybody needs to have taken care of, right along with water filtration, self-defense, and a relationship with God. But now more than ever, you need to get your storable food orders in now. We're ready to ship to you within 24 hours of your order. It's high quality. It's very, very low cost at InfoWarsStore.com. Because in the future, you're going to see more food supply shortages, and you're going to see food supply price increases that are already taking place. So lock in your storable food now at a lower price and fund the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com. That's how you fight the Great Reset, is by being self-sufficient and not under their control. So get prepared now at InfoWarsStore.com. I never compromise the quality of ingredients we put in InfoWars Life products. And that's why for more than 2 years, we've been sold out of Ultimate Bone Broth. And we could never get the ingredients again until now. And we have reformulated and not just used the same ingredients. We've boosted it and made them even stronger. So out of all the bone broths out there, I'm telling you, this is next level. Listen to what it's got in it. Cutting edge chicken bone broth protein isolate powder for better flavor and dissolvability. It's got turmeric root, chaga mushroom, bee pollen, goji berry, alfalfa herb powder, and a bunch of other amazing known berries that turbocharge your body with antioxidants. And then it's got a bunch of other incredible things like magnesium, potassium, and sodium added. I mean, this sucker has got everything for your electrolytes. It's got real organic cocoa butter powder with natural chocolate flavor and a touch of sea salt, and it just goes on and on. It is now back in stock. Ultimate Bone Broth Plus, available at 20% off and free shipping out of the gates at InfoWarsStore.com.
So when I first started taking Survival Shield, basically I was 275 pounds. I was overweight. I had brain fog like you wouldn't believe. I was barely holding on to a job. And I heard Dr. Group on your show and I listened to it. So the first one I got was the original Survival Shield, the X1. And it worked pretty good. And then shortly thereafter, you came out with X2. You had, you know, with a deeper source, you know, and I got really excited about that. So I took it. And man, in 2 weeks, I went from brain fog to like literally like my brain was enlightened. You know, I could think again. I could connect with people again. And over the course of the next couple of years, I got my health back and I religiously take basically all of your supplements. They're all absolutely amazing supplements. The one I like recently is Knockout. It literally, like if you want to sleep, just take it. It's amazing. It works. But anyway, so the point is we have to get ourselves clean. We have to break free of the globalist system. And the only way to do that is to take our own health into our own hands.
Beautifully said, brother. I thank you so much for your call and Godspeed.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Another world, another time, in the age of wonder. Another world, another time. His life was green and good until the prison cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Dr. Saeed Haider is in studio with us. He's going to be in with Owen in the first hour of the War Room to hit a bunch of other topics. Vaccines of the children, what's coming out about the deaths. He's going to be covering those huge issues in the first hour of the War Room coming up here in about an hour and 27 minutes from now. Paul Joseph Watson from England will be hosting the fourth hour today. But, I watched the full interview with him and Harrison Smith. I was just riveted by it about, because he's a doctor, like these other doctors we've had on, that is simply trying to prescribe people medication to help them. And so he knows the inside baseball of how they're trying to suppress things like ivermectin. It's so criminal to watch them block the monoclonal antibodies, to watch them block the ivermectin, to watch them try to stop all of this. And then he gets into fluvoxamine and how big a story that is. It looks like, again, they're synergistic, but statistically almost even better than the ivermectin. Again, I'm not endorsing SSRIs, neither is he. It's like, that's how powerful they are. They cause such huge changes that, you know, it blocks it. And we're not talking about long-term here. So I could ask a million questions, but just continue from wherever you want with the fluvoxamine and that, or with the suppression of ivermectin and just so much more, Doc.
Yeah, so, just going back to fluvoxamine, I just wanted to point out that, you know, depression is the only comorbidity or coexisting illness that lowers your risk from COVID-19. That's actually kind of one of the first signals that we saw that made us think about SSRIs for COVID-19. Every other illness that you might have worsens your risk from COVID-19, except for depression, and that's because a lot of depressed patients are on SSRIs like fluvoxamine. Fluvoxamine and Prozac are the best out of the SSRIs. So actually a lot of them have effects on the sigma-1 receptor, and they have anti-inflammatory effects, and they work for COVID, and they work to prevent COVID. Just recently, one of my patients had an outbreak. She's been on fluvoxamine twice a day, you know, for psychiatric reasons, but also to prevent catching COVID-19 and to prevent getting really sick from it. She was the only person in her workplace who did not come down with COVID-19. And I attribute, she was on ivermectin and fluvoxamine both. Nowadays, you know, I am seeing some breakthrough infections with patients who are on ivermectin twice a week. I would not recommend fluvoxamine long-term again for preventing COVID-19. You don't really need it to use it like that. But what's really important to know is that you need to start treatment really early, right? You need to start right away. And you need to have a game plan. You need to, you know, print out the directions from a doctor. You need to have the medications in your medicine cabinet. Don't wait until you get sick, because it'll just take too long, right? You're gonna try to sign up. That might take a day. You know, there might be problems reaching the doctor.
That point is that you talk about heroes like Dr. Bartlett and others. I literally had a bunch of my crew, a bunch of family 6-8 months ago in Texas, all almost dead. And he was literally on the phone trying to find pharmacies that would give us the steroids and give us the ivermectin. And as soon as I gave it to my dad, my mom, my friends, others, it was like dramatic. And it made me so angry that they were trying to suppress this.
Yeah, absolutely. I've had this experience talking to pharmacists where I'm like, you know, cajoling them and just trying to like, you know, beg them to give ivermectin to patients. And some of the pharmacists are like, you know, they're telling me, okay, well, I think this is too high of a dose. It's too dangerous. If you're willing to drop the dose, I'll go ahead and prescribe it. And I'm just telling them, you know, are you their doctor? You know, are you treating them?
Do you have a medical license? Because you do,
right.
They don't.
Yeah.
Plus, I mean, has ivermectin ever killed anybody?
So I maybe once, and the only way ivermectin could get, it's been given like a billion times, okay, in the last 40 years.
This is like the super drug.
Yeah, so possibly, I don't think it's ever killed anyone, but if it did, right, there may have been one death from ivermectin. And the only thing that can kill you with ivermectin is if you have a really terrible widespread parasitic infection. So if you have like parasites in your brain, in your liver, you know, in your heart,
then they die and rot.
They die and that causes inflammation that harms you. This does not happen in the United States. I've never seen it. I mean, at this point, I've probably prescribed ivermectin more than most physicians in the world, right? And especially more than most physicians in the U.S. I mean, 35,000 patients have taken ivermectin at my hands.
The only reason I knew that is I read about some of these amoebas that are in Texas water at the end of the summer, that sometimes they're in the brain and they take the antibiotic, it kills them, but then that causes toxins.
It releases, you know, it causes inflammation basically, and the inflammation can be bad for your organs. I have never seen anyone in the United States have a widespread enough parasitic infection where an anti-parasitic drug would cause them serious side effects like that.
Wow. So as a medical doctor who has the Hippocratic Oath, what is it like to watch Big Pharma in control of your profession?
So it's really sad. You know, I think what you have to realize is this has been going on for decades, and now it's just coming out into the open. And I think that's one of the, you know, the hidden blessings or the silver linings of this pandemic is that the wool has been pulled, you know, over people's eyes for decades, and now it's been removed. And a lot of people have started to wake up and realize the truth. They've been red-pilled. You know, a lot of doctors, you know, a lot of people, you know, they took the first and the second dose of the vaccine, and then, you know, they start hearing about countries where they're giving like a fourth and a fifth and a sixth dose, and now it's going to be like maybe every 6 months or every 3 months. And, you know, there's data coming out that, you know, the vaccines for Omicron may only work for a month and then, you know, become negatively effective after 90 days, you know, where it actually makes you more likely to catch
the Israeli
disease.
Government's like, it lasts 1 month, we're going to do it. Like,
absolutely. So this is, you know, this is terrible. You know, it just baffles me, right? So like ivermectin is actually mostly used in the U.S. off-label for scabies. Okay. So you can give ivermectin off-label for scabies, which is mostly like annoying. It's not dangerous. It's not a deadly disease, but you can't give it off-label for COVID-19. It just doesn't make sense. It does not compute, right? They actually give ivermectin for scabies to people who don't even have scabies, like in nursing homes. You have a scabies outbreak, they treat the entire nursing home with ivermectin.
Remember, it came with all the migrants coming across the border last year that the government was giving them ivermectin.
Right. I mean, it's just an incredibly safe drug. So when you have the FDA tweeting out these, you know, like ridiculous tweets about horse medicine and y'all shouldn't be taking it and all this stuff,
again, you said it earlier, but go slow because I'm not a doctor like you. What does ivermectin do?
Yeah, so ivermectin, obviously, we're not using it for the anti-parasitic effects. I'm not saying that COVID-19 is a parasitic infection. No, absolutely not. COVID-19 is a virus, and it has antiviral effects. So ivermectin binds to the spike protein. It prevents the spike protein from combining with the ACE2 receptor, which it needs to combine with in order to enter your body's
cells.
So
whatever mechanism it uses to kill worms and stuff also blocks virus.
No. It's got different mechanisms to treat COVID-19. So it works in a different way for parasites and a different way for COVID-19. So like I'm saying, the spike protein is on the surface of COVID-19, right? The spike protein is what binds to your body's cells. It binds to the ACE2 receptor on your body's cells, and once it binds, it can enter your body's cells. So it's kind of like sticking a key into a lock. Ivermectin blocks that key so that it can't go into the lock.
Oh.
And it can't get into the door. It can't get into your body.
So it's like putting super glue in the lock.
It's incredible. I mean, it basically prevents the virus from attacking your body. It bounces off of you. You know, it's like you're a Superman. The virus can't infect you.
I've had other doctors on that have said ivermectin is anti-cancer. I don't want to get you in trouble saying that, but.
I've heard this too. I haven't really looked into it that much because I've been so focused on COVID-19, and it kind of brings me up to another point that's really important. Some other websites you go to, they have doctors who are like, you know, they're cardiologists or they're dermatologists or they're, you know, plastic surgeons, and they just have to get these people to prescribe ivermectin because there's like no one is willing to do it. So they don't always have, you know, the most up-to-date knowledge, or they don't have a lot of experience because they're doing this kind of part-time. You know, sometimes they're doing it in their parking lots, you know, from their phones in their cars in the middle of traffic. And that's great because we need that. You know, there's only a couple hundred doctors in the country who are actually prescribing this stuff for patients.
Well, I was about to say, they'll give a 12-year-old a day after, morning after pill that's super toxic. That's okay, but then something that doesn't ever cause any problems, you can't get.
I mean, not just that. I mean, the worst thing that's happening in our country, one of the worst things, is that we're giving kids, you know, hormone treatments to change their sex, their gender identity, or, you know, to try to, you know, turn men into women and women into men. You know, they're not even men or women yet. They're boys and girls, right?
They can't make their choice yet.
Their brains haven't even, you know, gotten to the point. We don't even let them drink yet, right? Like, we don't let them, you know, go to
awesome.
War.
You're going to be on the War Room, too, coming up at 3 p.m. Central, but we got another segment left here. Wow, this guy is awesome. Dr. Saeed Haider. And the best place to find his great work is mygototodoc.com. That's mygotodoc.com. Mygototodoc.com. Wow, life-saving information, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us. Everything we've witnessed in the last few decades has only been the buildup for what the globalists are doing right now. This is their big offensive. This is their takeover. And this is the point that they're at their very weakest, because now they've revealed themselves. Now their world government, their permanent martial law, their medical tyranny is out in the open. Their depopulation agenda has been exposed. But they're using their corporate power and trillions to go across the planet and shut down people telling the truth. So listen, Paul Revere's, when you spread the word about the broadcast, when you pray for the broadcast, you're the tip of the spear. And when you buy products at InfoWarsStore.com, you keep us on air. Plus, we've got great products that have been sold out for months that are back in stock, 50% off, X2 and Winter Sun. Both of these are in our top five bestsellers. They are so good for your body. And if there's two things you do for your body, it's these two products. They're all back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off, and it keeps us on the air. Only way we fail is if you don't take action.
The average person on the face of this incredible planet is still unaware that there's a war between free individuals and nation states on one side and the globalists on the other, who are literally trying to create a post-human world. From the United States to Brazil, and of course triggered by the Brexit in the UK, nations were pulling out of the private corporate fascist world government. That's why they launched their Great Reset and their program after collapsing us of Build Back Better. This is nothing more than a top-down, vertical consolidation of the world economy. And because they couldn't take our guns, and because we wouldn't bow, because the left, which is the ideology of this world government system, couldn't win, they released a biological weapon on us. Now we know, 2 years ago, we learned about it about 20 months ago. It's that simple. They can't beat us because of our free speech and our guns. So the global corporate combine released COVID-19, and you know the rest is history. Expose this paradigm, and we win. Ultimate Bone Broth is back and better than ever, and 20% off plus free shipping and double Patriot points for our new sale. After years of being off the shelves, we're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas ever, and it's now been reformulated and is even stronger. It's Ultimate Bone Broth Plus. It's got concentrated, high-quality chicken broth protein, turmeric root that's so amazing, chaga mushroom, bee pollen, goji berry, alfalfa herb powder. Then it's got added magnesium and potassium for electrolytes. It's got real organic cocoa bean powder with natural chocolate flavor and a touch of sea salt. It even tastes better than the last formula, and what it does for your body is simply amazing. And again, it has that cutting-edge chicken broth protein isolate powder for better flavor and dissolvability. You're going to love this, and what it does for your joints, what it does for your body, what it does for your bones is simply amazing, and it helps fund the InfoWar. This is really the best bone broth out there, so get yours at InfoWarsStore.com today.
Christmas 2021 is gone. It's in the rearview mirror. But you can still take advantage of Christmas prices going to the new year at InfoWarsStore.com. On two of our best-selling products, now finally back in stock, we have the number one bestseller of all time,
X2, the deep earth crystal iodine that is essential for all your body's activities, electrochemical functions of the cells, the mitochondria, your immune system, it is back in stock. X2 is 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And right in time for the deepest part of winter, we have Winter Sun back in stock, the highest quality vitamin D3 for your immune system. And again, your whole body is back in stock, ready to ship for you right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So it's a 360 win. It keeps us on air, and it also makes your life so much healthier and better. So get your supply up to date at InfoWarsStore.com right now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Dr. C. Hyder is our guest, and you're here with your brother. And you got another brother who lives here in Austin. I want to invite you back anytime you want to come on. When this show ends, you're going to be on in about an hour and 10 minutes with Owen Schroyer. But you were on fire during the break. You're doing a great job, you know, on air, obviously, but let them have it. The mask, the children, you've got a lot to say.
Yeah, so I'd like to start this segment in the name of God, the most merciful, the most compassionate. And I think, you know, the reason is that, you know, all good things start with the remembrance of the Lord. And it reminds us that we need to have some compassion for, you know, our fellow citizens who have been brainwashed, right? And it brings, you know, we were talking about Matthias Desmet during the break. He's a psychiatrist out of Europe, and he's talked about mass formation that kind of explains why people have gone so crazy and are allowing things that make no sense to happen. And so what he points out is that if you have, in a society, you have these elements at place, what you need to have is free, kind of like a generalized free-floating anxiety where people tend to be really anxious. And as a physician, I see this all the time. I mean, half of my elderly patients are on anti-anxiety drugs, and basically half of all my patients, at least, are on anti-anxiety drugs. So this is a big problem in the United States. You have to have, like, free-floating frustration, right? Like, you know, why am I not making as much money as I did 10 years ago? You know, why does my wife have to work and I have to work, and we need, you know, and our, you know, we're just getting behind every year. You know, so there's a lot of frustration in the society. The other thing that you need is lack of social connection. You know, the internet and social media have really removed us from in-person social connections that we used to have. And then the last thing that you need is kind of like an attack on your pre-existing institutions, which we've had in the last few years in America, and lack of meaning and sense. Like, things don't make sense anymore. The world doesn't make sense anymore. Why are we attacking our history? Why are we tearing down the names of our high schools?
And Klaus Schwab says that we are making them angry to control them.
Right. So when you have these four elements, then if somebody brings you something terrible like COVID-19, those things latch on to COVID-19. So the anxiety latches on to COVID-19, and then you give people a way to deal with that anxiety. Like, okay, put on a mask, it's going to make me feel better because I believe that it's going to help me. You know, lockdowns are going to help us defeat this existential threat, right? So that people's anxiety latches onto it, and they do these ridiculous things that oftentimes make no sense. And we knew very right from the start that lockdowns made no sense, right? Like, we knew in April of 2020, without a doubt, you know, we had studied it in 50 countries. They had no correlation with outcomes. And since then, 40 studies have come out showing that lockdowns don't work. They don't stop the spread of the virus. We've known masks don't work for decades.
But it's a great exercise of power.
Absolutely. And the only reason people go along with it is because of this, like, mass psychosis, basically. It's called mass formation. You know, Matthias Desmet came up with this terminology, but it's essentially like a mass psychosis.
I call it mass Stockholm syndrome.
Absolutely. It looks a lot like Stockholm syndrome. You know, you just keep abusing these people, and they become even more and more focused on following the directions. And so the important thing is to realize that 30% of people go down this path and become completely kind of brainwashed. You can't talk to them. They have this glazed look in their eye. If you bring up things that, like, go against the narrative, you know, they just can't deal with it. 30% are kind of awake. You know, like Alex Jones, you know, like all you out there, you know, they realize what's going on. They can still think critically for themselves. They can, you know, evaluate new information, change their opinions, change their beliefs, you know, based on scientific proof and evidence. And then 40% of people are kind of on the fence. They can go either way. And we need to target those 40%. So that's what Alex Jones is doing here. That's what people are doing on InfoWars. That's what people are doing, you know, on alternative media all over the place, all over the country.
How great is it seeing Joe Rogan fully awake now? He's really starting to
get it. Absolutely. It's incredible. incredible, you know, and this is what we need to do. We need to target these people like Joe Rogan and other people who are kind of on the fence, and we need to wake them up. And when they wake up, it makes a huge difference because, you know, he's got viewership of millions of people. Right? So this is incredible stuff that's happening. And so you gotta kinda avoid the 30% who are asleep and they're not gonna wake up. They're just gonna take the blue pill.
I agree, doctor. Right? Don't beat your head against the wall.
Yeah. Go for the people who are kind of ready for that red pill and talk to them, show them segments that you think might convince them. Maybe have somebody else talk to them if you've talked to them too much. You know, you gotta kinda be smart about it.
Let me ask you this question. You're a smart guy. How does the big pharma corrupt system strike back? Because right now their narrative is collapsing. I see victory, but I've lived long enough to see every time it looks like humanity's waking up and finally coming together, they've got another trick.
Yeah, so what are they going to do next? At this point, they have to really go big or they may go to jail, right? Like, Pfizer has been sued to the tune of $10 billion in the last 10 or 20 years, okay? I think since 2000, they've had $10 billion in fines. I mean, they're like
the most fined organization in the world.
Yeah, one of the dirtiest corporate cultures in the world, right? Like, they had, I think, nearly like a $2 billion fine for, marketing drugs off-label, actually, right? They actually marketed one of their drugs off-label, which is against the law, right? They can only market things for FDA-approved indications. They were fined $2 billion for that. Billions of dollars in other fines. So Pfizer, you find them and they just bounce right back. I mean, this is like a rounding error on their profit statement. This doesn't mean anything to Pfizer. But now, With the information that's coming out in the Pfizer trial, the fact that maybe, they covered up Maddie DeGray's, problem in the Pfizer trial. She was basically, paralyzed. She can't feel anything from the waist down. She has a feeding tube. She can't eat. She had seizures. And this was written up in the Pfizer trial as functional abdominal pain, which basically means she had a tummy ache and we don't know why. Right? This is just blatant fraud. I mean, and the other thing, there was a, Pfizer farms out its studies to multiple other companies to do the dirty work for them. But they are, at the end of the day, responsible for what goes into their studies, and they're responsible for all the data. And it came out that one of these companies that they farmed out the trial to, the vaccine trials to, they did all kinds of funny stuff with the data. They it was unblinded, they were not following up with people who might have COVID. I mean, just all kinds of shenanigans. And this barely made a ripple in the mainstream media or the legacy media, right? Like, they're not even mainstream anymore. I mean, Joe Rogan and Alex Jones are more mainstream than the legacy media. But the media covered it up. Pfizer didn't even address it. The FDA didn't address it. And this accounted for 10% of the patients in the Pfizer trial went through this company that is basically was doing ridiculous, doing things that were wrong with the data, doing corrupt things with the data. So the trial itself is clearly corrupted, And if this really comes out and becomes really widely publicly known, I mean, everyone could go down, the senior officials
exactly.
at the FDA.
So they were already in trouble before. It seems like they doubled down with the COVID.
Yeah, and they're doubling down more and more, right? Because what else can they do?
They just keep doubling.
What else can they do? I mean, they're looking at the hangman's noose. I mean, this is coming for them. If all of this really comes out, if they lose control of the narrative, these people are going to jail and they
may- Exactly. We're not seeing confidence. We're seeing desperation.
That's all that they have left, right? I mean, we're talking about the highest ranks of the FDA, the CDC, the NIH. I mean, there could be, they could all go to jail.
You got Bill Gates caught with Epstein. It's all coming down.
I mean, at the end of the day, these people are fighting for their lives, right? We are fighting for our lives. They are fighting for their lives. Because
I've never heard it said better, doctor. You were totally right. That's why they're so dangerous. They're desperate.
Absolutely. And we need to get desperate too, because we have loved ones dying in hospitals, right? I mean, this is just outrageous that they can't get drugs that are proven to work. Doctors are not allowed to prescribe what they want to prescribe. Doctors' hands are tied. I mean, never in this country have we experienced this before, right? Like, we have never seen doctors not allowed to write prescriptions. I mean, why do I get a medical degree?
I'm putting a bumper sticker out right now. It's so true, doctor. Get desperate.
Yeah.
I mean, we've got to get desperate because we are desperate.
We're fighting for our lives.
We've
our loved
get
ones.
Get out of the comfort zone and get desperate.
Our loved ones are often fighting for their lives. And we can't give up. I mean.
Oh, they'd have taken my dad 6 months ago. He'd have died with it. But I got ivermectin. I got steroids. He got better. They'd have killed him.
So listen, the important thing, I think, for people who are religious, I'm a religious person. I know a lot of your listeners are religious people, and they believe in God. And a lot of people don't like to lie, right? But at the end of the day, war is deceit. You got to lie in wartime, okay? You just got to, like, throw out all the stuff.
So
you got
to lie to get the drug to save you.
I know people who are lying to get fake vaccine cards. You know, we just had a friend of the family visit through Puerto Rico to go to the Virgin Islands, made a fake vaccine card to travel, right? So at the end of the day, if you think something's going to kill you, don't take it, right? If you think something's going to save your life, get it no matter how you need to get it. Get your hands on it. Get it to your, you know, to your loved ones. You know, get them the treatment that they need.
What I found about conservatives and Christians and people that are religious is they'll sit there and won't even bend the truth to save themselves. And you're talking to globalists. It doesn't even matter. Just get what you need to save your family.
Yeah. So at some point, you know, you got to stop turning the other cheek. You know, you can't just let people beat you up all day long. You can't let people kill your family. You have a responsibility, a God-given responsibility to yourself, you know, and then to your family members, and then to the people around you, and then to the entire world. So there's these rings of responsibility that radiate out from you. And if somebody comes to your door and says, I'm here to kill your brother. Where is he? Don't tell them where he is, right? Even if he's standing next to you on the other side of the door, tell them, you know, he's across town. What else are you going to do? I mean, at the end of the day, God doesn't want you to take a fall for somebody else.
Very well said, Doctor. Let's come back to you 5 more minutes, and then Paul Watson takes over. But this is so important. You also want to talk about the drugging of our children, the sterilization of our children, which is the real crime that is so huge. I mean, they want to sterilize people. They're doing it right now, folks. The eugenicists are doing it right now. Dr. Saeed Haider is our guest. MyGoToDoc.com. Find out more there. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Christmas 2021 is over, but you still got a really great chance to give yourself the gift of free speech and liberty and freedom into the new year, all at the same time making yourself healthier, wealthier, and wiser by boosting your immune system. 2 of our top-selling products that have been sold out for a long time are now back in stock. Winter Sun, the highest quality vitamin D3, taken under the tongue for higher absorption, is back in stock. Despite the fact it's been sold out for months, it is 50% off. And then our number one bestseller of all time, Survival Shield X2 Deep Earth Crystal Iodine, the game changer, the missing link, not just for immune system, but all electrochemical activity in the body, it's back in stock, 50% off. So that's the New Year's special. And that's Christmas comes early in 2022, ladies and gentlemen. Give yourself the gift of health and clarity and focus with X2 and Winter Sun at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off for a limited time. Thanks for keeping us on the air.
Get our great, got a bag of it here. I mean, this is from, people say, why is it from Chiapas, Mexico, the communist? Well, that's where some of the best coffee in the world, that's wild harvested, above organic, in the volcanic soil, better than Guatemalan coffee. And yeah, we buy it from the little farmers that, you know, the media calls communists, but really they're just a commune and whatever. The point is that it's good coffee and we've got it, and the farmers don't let the Mexican government take over. So I actually buy this from the Mexican rebels, and I've been buying it for, 14 years, and the price has never gone up. The same stuff sold at Whole Foods under another name for about 50% more per pound, and I just think it's some of the best coffee you're going to find anywhere. It's Wake Up America Patriot Blend from the Chiapas Rebels, literally. In fact, I'm not going to tell you the whole story. You wouldn't believe it. Anyway, so it's InfoWarsStore.com, and that's how we fund this operation. And if you don't fund us and don't want us here, that's fine.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Well, I'm impressed by Dr. Saeed Haider because, man, this guy's like inside my brain, but no, I'm inside his brain. We're looking at the same picture. You were saying internet kill switch, fake cyber attack. I said, what's most important in this final 5 minutes? You got so much more to say on the war room today. You haven't covered the attack on the children, but the hormone blockers, all of it. What are you going to be covering on the war room in 1 hour? Tell us, Doctor.
So we'll see. I mean, I just kind of go with the flow, but, you know, I'd like to talk about vaccines and kids. That's a terrible thing. And we can talk about, you know, hormonal treatments for children, which I think are just ridiculous. you know, I'd like to talk about actually, you know, just what's happening to our culture and our society. You know, our culture is being, you know, just torn apart and, you know, it's terrible things are happening. They've been happening for years, but the problems are speeding up and things are just going downhill really, really quickly. And where does this end up, right? Like, I mean, we're basically tearing the country apart, right? We need to come together and we're so close, right? Like, you know, there's not that much difference between human beings, especially between Americans, but little things are dividing us and, you know, they're making us fight against each other, right? To weaken us. And this is, you know, it seems like it's working, right? Like, I mean, it looks like, you know, what's the solution? I mean, do we split it into two separate Americas? And maybe that's a solution that we need, you know, maybe we need to have Texas and, you know, Florida and, you know, other states, South Dakota, you know, split off and become their own, country. I don't know how we solve this problem, but, to really fight back against, you know, globalist tyranny, we need to join hands. We need to join forces, right? We need to find what's common amongst us. And COVID-19 is a common threat. Authoritarianism is a common threat, right? It threatens everybody. It doesn't threat red or blue or white, right? It doesn't matter which side of the aisle you're on. You know, your life and your liberty are on the line. So if we can, whatever we can do to bring people together, I think is the most important thing to do. And for that, you really need to have compassion for people who differ from you in certain things and try to bring them around to realize that we're all in this together. This fight against, you know, tyranny and authoritarianism is something that affects everyone in the country.
Equally. And I agree, Doctor. And the point is admitting to yourself that you're living in a historical time. I mean, all periods are historical, but this is such a hyper important point.
Absolutely. So since the beginning of time, since, you know, Adam came down from, you know, the Garden of Eden, we've been fighting a war, right? And this time, the stakes are higher than they've ever been before. We have nearly 8 billion people on planet Earth, 8 billion souls, right? Hanging in the balance. And there's a fight for them, right? And, you know, probably the, you know, there's a saying that the, you know, the best trick the devil ever pulled was to convince people that he doesn't exist. This is basically what's happened. You know, people who are really in power, the deep state, you know, maybe the globalists, whatever you want to call them, they're in the shadows, right? And the thing that they fear the most is the light, you know, they fear sunlight the most, you know, it's kind of like vampires. If you pull back the curtains and you shine the light on them, they will scurry away like cockroaches. They don't want to be known. You know, the people that we see on television, these are not the people in power. You know, the people that we elect are not the people who are truly in power behind the scenes. Even the heads of the FDA, these people don't hold true power. They're like fall guys, right? Like if something goes wrong, they're going to go to jail. But the true power behind the scenes is not, it's not even known. They don't want to be known, right? That's why they went after
Assange.
That's
even the Spars document. They admit they're going to burn the minions.
And that's why they went after Assange so hard. That's why they went after, you know, WikiLeaks. That's why they went after the people who, you know, published, you know, data on, you know, bank accounts all over the world. You know, these hidden bank accounts, you know, the Fonseca problem or, you know, incident. So they don't want to be known. They want to be hidden. You know, and this is the difference, right? In the past, you know, kings and emperors, they wanted to be, everyone knew who they were, right? They knew who was really in power. Now the true people in power, you know, the proletariat, you know, the common man gets their 15 minutes of fame. The people who are really in power, they don't want fame. They don't want you to know who they are. You know, you think that like Bill Gates is the richest person in the world? I doubt it, right? Like he's just the people, those are the people we know about, right? That's the money that's, you know,
well, I'm impressed. Dr. Saeed Haider, thank you so much. You're going to be on the War Room today. And I know you flew here to see us. Thank you so much, brother. Yeah. Amazing. I'm impressed. So many great people we're meeting in this fight. Because this fight, we see who's evil, we see who's good. And, Doctor, you're so good. Thanks for all your knowledge. We really appreciate you.
UN-run contact tracers aren't coming. They're here. All over the world, from Australia to the United States, from Canada to Germany. These tyrants are tracking everything you do, everywhere you go, and then coming to your house and threatening, in some cases, actually taking people away into the night to their facilities.
and they're planning in the next year to expand their shield process where they come and take, quote, healthy people away and put them in facilities for their safety. This is nothing less than martial law. And one big thing you can do to fight back is to get high-quality Faraday cages, many of which are made here in America and are very compliant, meaning U.S. government military grade, at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the entire line of Silent Pocket ready to ship to you when you visit InfoWarsStore.com. Again, we have big backpacks. We have special dry bags. We've got them for cell phones. We've got them for laptops. We've got them for iPads. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com. So protect your privacy today and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
Transmitting worldwide from the Summit.News studios in the United Kingdom, you are listening to Paul Joseph Watson.
We are live. It is the first Summit News Hour of 2022, and we're going to be talking about all the same things that we talked about in 2021. With a slight difference, we are going to be talking about yet another case of a professional soccer player at the peak of physical condition, suddenly mysteriously collapsing and dying during training. Absolutely no idea what that has to do with, what could have possibly caused it. None the wiser whatsoever. Also, last night there was another incident at a football match in the UK where a fan in the stands collapsed suddenly and had to be taken to hospital. Again, cause remains unknown. The tennis legend Novak Djokovic has won an exemption to compete at the Australian Open tennis tournament in a week or so's time. Of course, he is the defending champion and he is a living legend standing up to this authoritarianism, vaccine mandate, tyranny. We're also going to look at the situation in the UK because, of course, they predicted, and I did a video about this, which I'm going to air later, 5,000 daily Omicron deaths a day by January. The same people who predicted 7,000 hospitalizations in the UK if we lifted restrictions on so-called Freedom Day, they said, if we don't lock down hard again, if we don't ruin everyone's Christmas, we are going to see 5,000 deaths from Omicron per day by January. Well, today, even with the official death toll, which, as we know, is wide open to, let's call it, interpretation, they said 3,000 to 5,000. The official death toll on this 4th of January is 48. So, again, the same people fear-mongering with complete alarmism time and time again have been proven wrong yet again, and yet we still listen to them. But is the narrative shifting? Is the dogma crumbling? That is the question we're asking, because we have this headline out of Summit News. Jab chief says, quote, we can't vaccinate the planet every 6 months. Of course, experts in Israel have said there need to be seven jabs. They're already up to their fourth in Israel, about to be up to the fourth in the United Kingdom. But Professor Sir Andrew Pollard, who helped develop the AstraZeneca COVID vaccine, warns that endless rounds of booster shots are not the answer, and that we, quote, can't vaccinate the planet every 4 to 6 months. Largely, of course, that's because the vast majority of African countries have no interest in taking the vaccine whatsoever, including only 25% of South Africans, by the way, who recovered quite well from their Omicron wave back around a month ago. Pollard asserted that pursuing a zero COVID policy of no infections whatsoever was foolish and that, quote, at some point society has to open up. He said booster shots should only be focused on the vulnerable, which is what we've been saying since the very start of the pandemic. Adding, quote, we can't vaccinate the planet every 4 to 6 months. It's not sustainable or affordable. He went on to say that because Omicron's less severe than previous variants, again, remember the experts in the UK back a month ago refused to even consider the overwhelming evidence out of South Africa that Omicron was far less severe than previous variants because they wanted to create the drumbeat of propaganda for another lockdown. Well, now Pollard is admitting that it is less severe than previous variants and that, quote, the worst is absolutely behind us. We just need to get through the winter. And he also says he's not a huge fan of mandatory vaccination schemes. Now, he's saying we can't vaccinate everyone every 4 to 6 months. It does look like from everything that I've read so far in the new year that they are going to institute an annually vaccine, which will count as a booster. Of course, Pfizer's $7.7 billion in record profits over the last year, 2021. Not quite enough. So they're going to have a vaccine at least once a year. And the requirement for you to engage in social life, again, for you to buy food basically is the ultimate intention with the social credit score, for you to use public transport, for you to fly on airplanes, maybe eventually for you to even use the internet will of course be dependent on your complete compliance with that annual booster. But even this guy who developed one of the vaccines, the AstraZeneca, is saying it's completely unfeasible to continue this booster program every 4 to 6 months. Meanwhile, over in Denmark, their chief epidemiologist is even more optimistic. She says the pandemic is basically over. This is Tyra Grove Kraus, again, Denmark's chief epidemiologist, and we have a short video on this with her comments. Here is that video. Remember throughout the entirety of last month when I wouldn't shut up about Omicron being mild? When I repeatedly insisted that it wouldn't cause huge spikes in hospitalizations and deaths? When I relentlessly focused on data out of South Africa to underscore this prediction? Remember how doomsday sage government advisors insisted the exact opposite? Well, it's time to take a look at who got it right. And it was me. Yes, entirely as predicted, the lockdown fanatics got it massively wrong yet again. Professor Pants Down Neil Ferguson. His Imperial College team demanded a pre-Christmas lockdown off the back of modelling which predicted, quote, 3,000 daily Omicron deaths at the peak in January without further curbs. Now, I know we're only 4 days into January, but how many COVID-19 deaths total were recorded today? 48. 48 versus what they predicted, 3,000. Bit of a difference there. And bear in mind, the overwhelming majority of those deaths aren't even from Omicron. Omicron deaths are so rare, they've stopped releasing figures on them. So it's hardly going to hit 3,000 a day within 3 weeks, is it? Remember, these are the exact same people who said hospitalizations would hit 7,000 a day after the restrictions were lifted in July. They never got significantly above 1,000. They were wrong then, and they're wrong again now. We saw massive pre-Christmas hysteria about Omicron in London. Data shows COVID rates in London are already slowing and there's no spike in mortality. They got that wrong. The number of hospital patients on ventilators is also stable because, as we said, until we were blue in the face, Omicron is mild. Now, the same sage modellers that got literally everything else wrong are saying the Omicron wave will be, quote, long and drawn out. Despite South Africa's rate spiking and rapidly declining very quickly, and despite even the BBC reporting it's likely that, quote, the wave will come and go pretty quickly. So that's the next prediction Sage is virtually guaranteed to get wrong. Just as they got it completely wrong when they predicted 3,000 Omicron deaths a day. When in reality, there's 48 total and the vast majority aren't even Omicron deaths. How many times do these clowns have to cry wolf before we stop paying heed to their rampant alarmism? So there you have it. They predicted 3,000 to 5,000 deaths from Omicron a day. Nobody's dying of Omicron. Literally, vast numbers of the population in London across the rest of the United Kingdom have had Omicron. It's a cold. It's so mild, it's a cold. In the young, unvaccinated, in the boosted, whoever, it's a cold. The hospitalization rate, when you compare it with the vast amount of testing, because somehow testing yourself for COVID has become this new feverish religion. There's literally a complete absence of tests available for people who need them because people want to take 10 tests a day just so they can tweet about it absolutely bizarre. The ventilation numbers are way down. The same guy, Professor Neil Ferguson, who predicted 3,000 to 5,000 deaths per day at this point, basically, is now out in the media admitting COVID hospitalizations, admissions in London are flatlining, and we can expect them to start falling nationally in a week's time. He's saying it's all going to be fine. This is the same guy who called for more lockdown measures, saying it would kill up to 5,000 people a day. Now he's saying, oh, no, we were wrong again. Oh, well, but listen to us next time. We'll get it right next time. Completely absurd once again. Summit.news. We'll be back. Don't go away.
Your voice counts. When you share information, be it over the internet or in person, it changes the world. The globalists know their agenda is unpopular. They know you're angry. And now to get around big tech, it's more important than ever that we use every tool we've got. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you sign up for our free news and show alerts, you can then take those alerts, those articles, and those live feeds, both the regular shows and special reports, and share them with everyone you know. Take action now by texting the word NEWS, N-E-W-S, to 833-470-0438. That's 833-470-0438 for InfoWars emergency news alerts. Or text the word SHOW to 833-470-0438 and receive live show notifications. Take action now, create the chain reaction, and tell others to share those texts. Get news alerts at 833-470-0438. Everything we've witnessed in the last few decades has only been the buildup for what the globalists are doing right now. This is their big offensive. This is their takeover. And this is the point that they're at their very weakest, because now they've revealed themselves. Now their world government, their permanent martial law, their medical tyranny is out in the open. Their depopulation agenda has been exposed. But they're using their corporate power and trillions to go across the planet and shut down people telling the truth. So listen, Paul Revere's, when you spread the word about the broadcast, when you pray for the broadcast, you're the tip of the spear. And when you buy products at InfoWarsStore.com, you keep us on air. Plus, we've got great products that have been sold out for months that are back in stock, 50% off, X2 and Winter Sun. Both of these are in our top five bestsellers. They are so good for your body. And if there's two things you do for your body, it's these two products. They're all back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off, and it keeps us on the air. Only way we fail is if you don't take action. Christmas 2021 is gone. It's in the rearview mirror. But you can still take advantage of Christmas prices going into the new year at InfoWarsStore.com. On two of our best-selling products, now finally back in stock, we have the number one bestseller of all time, X2, the deep earth crystal iodine that is essential for all your body's activities, electrochemical functions of the cells, the mitochondria, your immune system. It is back in stock. X2 is 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And right in time for the deepest part of winter, we have Winter Sun back in stock, the highest quality vitamin D3 for your immune system. And again, your whole body is back in stock, ready to ship for you right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So it's a 360 win. It keeps us on air, and it also makes your life so much healthier and better. So get your supply up to date at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Everything we've witnessed in the last few decades has only been the buildup for what the globalists are doing right now. This is their big offensive. This is their takeover. And this is the point that they're at their very weakest, because now they've revealed themselves. Now their world government, their permanent martial law, their medical tyranny is out in the open. Their depopulation agenda has been exposed. But they're using their corporate power and trillions to go across the planet and shut down people telling the truth. So listen, Paul Revere's, when you spread the word about the broadcast, when you pray for the broadcast, you're the tip of the spear. And when you buy products at InfoWarsStore.com, you keep us on air. Plus, we've got great products that have been sold out for months that are back in stock, 50% off, X2 and Winter Sun. Both of these are in our top five bestsellers. They are so good for your body. And if there's two things you do for your body, it's these two products. They're all back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off, and it keeps us on the air. Only way we fail is if you don't take action.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Live from the Summit.News headquarters, it's Paul Joseph Watson.
3.7 billion in profits with the continual round of booster vaccines. Or is the pandemic actually coming to its natural end? We've seen the Omicron variant infect numerous people in terms of times over what Delta infected. 200,000 plus cases announced in the UK today. But of course, it causes mild symptoms and it provides, God forbid, natural immunity. That's what some experts are now saying, that it is nature's vaccine. And because it is going to provide vast, vast numbers of people with natural immunity, it's going to herald the end of the pandemic as a whole. And on that subject, Denmark's chief epidemiologist said that the pandemic could be over in 2 months. We have that video now. I'm going to play it. I'm going to come back and talk about it. Here is Denmark's chief epidemiologist. The corona pandemic will be virtually over in 2 months and our lives will be returning to normal. That's according to Denmark's chief epidemiologist, Tyra Grove Kraus. Kraus cited the fact that Omicron's hospitalization rates are significantly lower than Delta to assert that the pandemic could be in its final weeks. I think we will have that in the next 2 months and then I hope the infection will start to subside and we get our normal lives back, she said. The health chief says Omicron cases will peak in January but will start to rapidly decline at the start of February. A study headed by Kraus at the State Serum Institute concludes that Omicron's massive spread and the fact that it doesn't cause serious symptoms will leave the world in a, quote, better place than where we were before because it will contribute to widespread natural immunity. Kind of like nature's vaccine. Oh no, don't say that. Pfizer's still got 2 dozen more boosters to flog. Although in Denmark, we also have infection experts countering that narrative, one of whom says, quote, we will never see the end of coronavirus. This was in a reaction to a statement by WHO chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, that name that nobody can pronounce, who said that the pandemic could be over this year if the majority of people in all countries get vaccinated. That's never going to happen. The rate of vaccination in some countries in Africa is 0%. But this was responded to by experts, again, in Denmark, including Eskil Petersen, professor of infectious diseases at Aarhus University, who said it would be a number of years before the pandemic ends. Also, chief physician at Aarhus University Hospital, Professor Lars Ostergaard asserted that while the pandemic stage of the virus may be declared over, coronavirus will, quote, never end. It's always going to be part of our everyday lives, he went on to say. But is the narrative starting to crumble? We have this headline again out of Summit.News. Poll, majority of Germans don't trust pandemic statistics. Bild newspaper, which is one of the biggest newspapers there in Germany, conducted this study which asked people about the Robert Koch Institute, which is the big health institute that runs health policy in Germany. The poll found that 57% of respondents don't trust the data being released by official sources, while 32% still think the government has credibility when it comes to releasing COVID figures. One of the reasons cited in this article relating to the poll in Germany was the fact that large numbers of people hospitalized for other reasons are being falsely counted as COVID patients. And this has been the case all along. In the UK, we've had numbers up to 65% of people being counted in official daily COVID case tolls entered hospital for completely different reasons other than COVID. Many of them go on to catch COVID in hospital because that's the main place where it spreads, and then they're counted in the daily toll, and that's used to bump up the hysteria even more. By the way, there's a report which I just saw before I went on air. New York State, this is out of BNO Newsroom on Twitter, New York State will start breaking down its hospital figures between with and because of COVID-19, the governor has announced. She said, we're going to start asking some questions. Is that person in the hospital because of COVID or because of a car crash? Now, you'd think they would have done that 22 friggin' months ago, and then we would have had a huge disparity in the reality of cases of COVID-19 on a daily basis and cases that are actually COVID. They go into hospital because of COVID, not just with COVID. Of course, you had Dr. Malone on Joe Rogan a few days ago, again, pointing out that hospitals do indeed literally count gunshot wound victims who die of a gunshot to the head as COVID cases if they died with COVID. Now, 22 months into the pandemic, the governor of New York says they're going to separate those two cases to differentiate between those who are in hospital for different reasons and have COVID or catch COVID after entering hospital, or those who are in hospital purely because of COVID-19. You would have thought they would have done that in March 2020. But no, here we are in January 2022, and they're only just announcing that they're going to do that, which, by the way, is another indication that this touch wood may be coming to an end, the fact that they're finally admitting the differentiation in those cases. But again, in Germany, the majority of the public does not trust the government on its release of official COVID figures. And we also have this headline out of Breitbart in Germany. Rally against lockdown sees 100,000 Germans protest. Ruling party demands clampdown. More than 100,000 took to the streets in Germany on Monday night to protest the nation's lockdown rules as Eastern members of the ruling Free Democratic Party demand a clampdown. So those numbers in Germany aren't sinking. Of course, we have the mandatory vaccine law being pushed through in Germany as it was in Austria. And we have a mass collapse in trust in health authorities in Germany, fueled in part, no doubt, by the fact that there was this major scandal last month, which we talked about briefly in one of the shows last month, where the mayor of Hamburg came out and literally used this to justify further lockdown restrictions by claiming that the unvaccinated in Germany represented 95% of COVID cases. He then cited that completely erroneous statistic to ban the unvaccinated, even from outdoor Christmas markets. It turned out after a Senate investigation that the actual figure of unvaccinated COVID cases was not 95%. It was 14.3%. Again, you go back to the situation in the UK. They got it spectacularly wrong by saying that there'd be 5,000 Omicron deaths per day by January. It's literally 48. You have the unvaccinated being scapegoated in Germany to try and pass this new compulsory vaccine law with erroneous claims that 95% of COVID cases are amongst the unvaccinated. Turns out to be 14.3% in Hamburg. Is it any wonder that now the trust in official health authorities in Germany, in other countries, is crumbling? Meanwhile, COVID passport microchip developer says chipping of humans happening whether we like it or not. Resistance is futile. You probably saw this video late last month. It's Disruptive Subdermals, this company out of Sweden, which has linked the implantable scannable microchip to COVID passport certification. So they run a cell phone, a smartphone over your arm, you've got the implantable microchip, and immediately pops up and shows that you've complied, you've obeyed, you've took your 7 booster shots. There was some pushback to that in the media after this came out publicly last month, but the director of that company, Hans Sobald, says that it's going to happen, it's already happening, get used to it.
Our grape, got a bag of it here. I mean, this is from, people say, why is it from Chiapas, Mexico, the communists? Well, that's where some of the best coffee in the world, that's wild harvested, above organic, in the volcanic soil, better than Guatemalan coffee. And yeah, we buy it from the little farmers that, you know, the media calls communists, but really they're just a commune. And whatever, the point is that it's good coffee, and we've got it, and the farmers don't let the Mexican government take over. So I actually buy this from the Mexican rebels, and I've been buying it for, 14 years, and the price has never gone up. The same stuff sold at Whole Foods under another name for about 50% more per pound, and I just think it's some of the best coffee you're going to find anywhere. It's Wake Up America Patriot Blend from the Chiapas Rebels, literally. In fact, I'm not going to tell you the whole story. We had like the... Okay, you wouldn't believe it. Anyway, so it's InfoWarsStore.com, and that's how we fund this operation. And if you don't fund us and don't want us here, that's fine.
Christmas 2021 is over, but you still got a really great chance to give yourself the gift of free speech and liberty and freedom into the new year, all at the same time making yourself healthier, wealthier, and wiser by boosting your immune system. Two of our top-selling products that have been sold out for a long time are now back in stock. Winter Sun, the highest quality vitamin D3, taken under the tongue for higher absorption, is back in stock. Despite the fact it's been sold out for months, it is 50% off. And then our number one bestseller of all time, Survival Shield X2 Deep Earth Crystal Iodine, the game changer, the missing link, not just for immune system, but all electrochemical activity in the body, it's back in stock, 50% off. So that's the New Year's special, and that's Christmas comes early in 2022, ladies and gentlemen. Give yourself the gift of health and clarity and focus with X2 and Winter Sun at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off for a limited time. Thanks for keeping us on the air.
It's time to protect your privacy. It's time to come to grips with the fact that even though you don't have anything to hide, criminals, hackers, corporations, big tech, government are stealing all of your data and creating a map and a database of where you go and what you do. So in the future, under their globalist takeover, they can shut you down. Protecting your privacy, protecting your credit cards, protecting your bank accounts, protecting your photos, protecting everything that's on your phone is paramount. That's why everybody should visit InfoWarsStore.com. We're carrying a huge new line of very compliant, made in America products that have 100% reviews and are simply incredible. It's a 360 win. Protect your privacy and shop at InfoWars to support the overall InfoWar against the globalists, a true 360 win. Get your Faraday cages at InfoWarsStore.com. Check out the new line. It's amazing.
Christmas 2021 is over, but you still got a really great chance to give yourself the gift of free speech and liberty and freedom into the new year, while at the same time making yourself healthier, wealthier, and wiser by boosting your immune system. Two of our top-selling products that have been sold out for a long time are now back in stock. Winter Sun, the highest quality vitamin D3, taken under the tongue for higher absorption, is back in stock. Despite the fact it's been sold out for months, it is 50% off. And then our number one bestseller of all time, Survival Shield X2 Deep Earth Crystal Iodine, the game changer, the missing link, not just for immune system, but all electrochemical activity in the body, it's back in stock, 50% off. So that's the New Year's special. And that's Christmas comes early in 2022, ladies and gentlemen. Give yourself the gift of health and clarity and focus with X2 and Winter Sun at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off for a limited time. Thanks for keeping us on the air.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Broadcasting internationally from the Summit.News headquarters in the United Kingdom, it's Paul Joseph Watson.
So the esteemed sage modelers got it wrong once again, predicting thousands upon thousands of daily Omicron deaths, completely ignoring all the evidence out of South Africa that it was mild, it caused basically no deaths, no significant uptick in hospitalizations or people on ventilators to help them breathe. Those same people are out in the media today saying that we may get by Omicron with no new restrictions. The government, Boris Johnson, has come out with a press conference in the past few hours, basically patting themselves on the back, saying that the restrictions they already brought in were sufficient and that there would be no new restrictions for now, even as they literally introduce more restrictions, namely with forcing secondary school pupils in the United Kingdom once again to wear face masks in class. We've had studies showing that this completely hampers, harms cognitive development in children. It, of course, affects the deaf. They can't lip read. It ostracizes, it atomizes people in a school situation, in a social situation. Even further, they say there are no new restrictions, and yet they're introducing a new restriction today by forcing kids to wear face masks in schools once again, despite the fact that Omicron has basically been dead on arrival in terms of fueling their hysteria and their fear-mongering. Here's Nigel Farage talking about that issue the introduction of face masks in secondary schools in the United Kingdom from today. Let's go to that clip. Here it is.
So the schools are going back today. At least some of the schools are going back today, those that haven't got staff shortages. But I'm asking myself a question here. Haven't our kids suffered enough over the course of the last 2 years? On average, a child goes to school for 190 days a year. In large parts of the UK, in the last calendar year, they missed 60 days of schooling. That's a third of the academic year many of our youngsters have missed. More than that, their opportunities to play sport, their opportunities at the end of their GCSEs to party, to have fun, to do all the things that teenagers growing up at school should be doing. It's all part of life. It's all part of growing up. And all of that has been denied to them. So now we've got the start of the school term. And the Education Secretary, Nadeem Sahawi, has said that kids in school from year seven onwards must wear face masks all day. I mean, frankly, what is the point of face-to-face teaching and engagement if everybody's wrapped up in face masks? It's a very similar argument to the one that's been used about the burqa, if you think about it, over the course of the last few years. Also, do face masks actually work? Well, at the start of this pandemic, the government didn't think they worked at all, and now it seems we have to wear face masks everywhere. There is almost no evidence against this virus that face masks, frankly, make much difference at all. And I think this is a completely unfair imposition on our kids. If they catch Omicron, they are likely to have symptoms no worse than a cold. No worse, actually, than what goes around schools at the start of each autumn and winter term. And I think, frankly, for those at school, for our teenagers in particular, to expect them to wear face masks is outrageous. I'm sure most parents think this is completely and utterly wrong. We want our kids to get back to normal life, to normal schooling. And Mr. Zahawi, if you insist on kids wearing face masks at school, I want you to wear a face mask everywhere you go, to wear it for all your public appearances, to wear it in the office. Lead by example. Well, of course, he isn't going to do that, is he? So let's have a rethink of this. And this whole hysteria around Omicron is really highlighted by what's going on in Scotland. Rafts of restrictions brought in by the Puritan Nicola Sturgeon. All sorts of restrictions we're told that could last till spring. Do you know how many people in Scotland are in intensive care with the Omicron variant? No, go on, have a guess. One. No, really, one. There's one person in intensive care with the Omicron variant. And for all we know, they're in intensive care for different reasons. So let's end this hysteria. Let our kids get back to a normal life. Let's put this virus behind us. Let's learn to live with it.
There is Nigel Farage talking about the mask mandate being brought back into schools, despite the fact that Omicron is basically a cold, a mild cold at that, as many people who've had it have said. Meanwhile, let's talk about the wonderful efficacy of the vaccine. Here's a headline out of the Sun. Now, remember, we had this mass spate of professional soccer players across Europe. Not just soccer players either. We had stories on hockey players, basketball players and others. Suddenly, either in training or in the middle of matches, collapsing, in some cases being taken to hospital, in some cases dying. Investigations were carried out. We were assured by national newspapers and like the Daily Mail, they said it was a quote, coincidence. We had ex-professional footballers bring this up and say there should be an investigation, namely Matt Letizia. We had ex-professional footballers again in the UK bring this up on national radio shows like TalkSport in the UK, Trevor Sinclair, when he brought up the subject, when he dared suggest that it might be linked to the vaccine, he was unceremoniously cut off. But the person sitting behind the desk with the delay button wasn't quite quick enough, so his comments did get out, but then the feed cut out anyway. Nothing suspicious about that at all. Well, now we have this headline out of the Sun. Football tragedy. Marcos Ronaldo dead at 25. Deportivo Marquinhos star dies after suffering heart attack in training. This is a Guatemalan footballer who tragically passed away at the age of 25 after suffering a heart attack in training on Monday because 25-year-old men in peak physical condition, that's completely normal for them to suddenly collapse and die in droves and basically expire in their mid-20s, isn't it? I go back to Fabrice Muamba, who was a Premier League footballer in the UK about 10 years ago, collapsed in the middle of a Premier League football match. It looked touch and go as to whether he was going to survive. He ended up thankfully surviving, but that was highlighted at the time. That was a massive story in the UK for weeks on end because it was such a rare case. Now we have them basically numerous times a week across Europe, but we're assured that it is just a coincidence. The Deportivo Marquinez defender complained of breathing difficulties during a session while preparing for the new season. He received emergency CPR. He was then transferred to hospital, but he tragically died. No word in the article about the cause of his death. I'm sure, again, that it's all just a coincidence. Meanwhile, Cambridge versus Portsmouth play 21 minutes added time after medical emergency. Players leave the pitch as fan is carried away. Cambridge's match against Portsmouth, again, this is a soccer match in the United Kingdom, was stopped as a fan required medical treatment in the stand. It took 21 minutes for the match to restart because they had to go up into the stand and take the spectator away to hospital because he mysteriously collapsed. That happened also actually in a match that I was watching live about a month ago, a Sheffield Wednesday match where a similar thing happened. A fan collapsed in the stands. They had to delay the match for about 15 minutes. Seems to be happening quite often recently, doesn't it? Well, somebody who will not have that fate befall them, hopefully, is tennis legend Novak Djokovic. This is out of Information Liberation. Living legend Novak's Djokovic wins exemption to compete in Australian Open. The tennis legend Novak Djokovic stood tall in the face of mandatory vaccination threats from the Australian government and just managed to secure an exemption to compete in the Australian Open. Because, of course, they can't have the world's number one tennis player not appearing at their flagship tournament, having him unable to defend his title. So they've given Novak Djokovic an exemption, and he has to be praised for his brave and vocal stance against compulsory vaccine mandates. Of course, every other Australian citizen who is labouring under the same restrictions will not get a mandate because they're not a multimillionaire top-level sports star, but we still have to praise Novak Djokovic. Summit.news, we'll be back, don't go away.
Everything we've witnessed in the last few decades has only been the build-up for what the globalists are doing right now. This is their big offensive. This is their takeover. And this is the point that they're at their very weakest because now they've revealed themselves. Now their world government, their permanent martial law, their medical tyranny is out in the open. Their depopulation agenda has been exposed. But they're using their corporate power and trillions to go across the planet and shut down people telling the truth. So listen, Paul Revere's, when you spread the word about the broadcast, when you pray for the broadcast, you're the tip of the spear. And when you buy products at InfoWarsStore.com, you keep us on air. Plus, we've got great products that have been sold out for months that are back in stock, 50% off, X2 and Winter Sun. Both of these are on our top five bestsellers. They are so good for your body. And if there's two things you do for your body, it's these two products. They're all back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off, and it keeps us on the air. Only way we fail is if you don't take action.
I have the greatest sense of loss deep in my heart, deep in my soul I've ever had in my 47 years on this planet. I've had a lot of loss, but everybody else has. And it's because it's a loss of ancestral freedom that so many people fought and died and bled and sweat for. And now we're just throwing it all away. I see the general public, ENA, medically induced, scientifically induced, behavioral, psychologically controlled trance. And I know we're being fed into this globalist meat grinder, and it's so incredibly sad. But this is the process of birth and then growth and then falling apart and then degenerating and collapsing and then coming back to life again. It's just the globalists are actively trying to steer and control this process of decadence and collapse to actually end the species as we know it.
Everything we've witnessed in the last few decades has only been the buildup for what the globalists are doing right now. This is their big offensive. This is their takeover. And this is the point that they're at their very weakest, because now they've revealed themselves. Now their world government, their permanent martial law, their medical tyranny is out in the open. Their depopulation agenda has been exposed. But they're using their corporate power and trillions to go across the planet and shut down people telling the truth. So listen, Paul Revere's, when you spread the word about the broadcast, when you pray for the broadcast, you're the tip of the spear. And when you buy products at InfoWarsStore.com, you keep us on air. Plus, we've got great products that have been sold out for months that are back in stock, 50% off, X2 and Winter Sun. Both of these are in our top five bestsellers. They are so good for your body. And if there's two things you do for your body, it's these two products. They're all back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off, and it keeps us on the air. Only way we fail is if you don't take action.
This is a great sponsor. We have one of the best deals you're going to find out there on a high-quality, high-rated satellite phone. So you can't be tracked, so you can't be traced, and it'll work anywhere in the world where you can see the sky. You can also buy cheap antennas and things for in your car, in your house, that also are on the site. InfoWarsPhone.com. That's just a site that takes you to these folks. They supply the Border Patrol, everybody, with their systems as well. They're amazing folks, and you get a free phone, a $650 value, absolutely free, at InfoWarsPhone.com. Smartphones are always tracking everything you do. These aren't. And the calls are free when folks call you. You just pay $99.95 a month for your minutes, 150 minutes. So the calls you were free works like a regular cell phone. You're not being tracked or traced. And I keep one in my car. I've given them to my parents as gifts. Way out in the middle of nowhere where regular phones don't work, they work. InfoWarsPhone.com or 941-955-1020, 941-955-1020, and ask the Alex Jones Special.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. You're listening to the Summit.News Radio Hour with Paul Joseph Watson.
Now, we've seen efforts, and we've seen this even being introduced in the UK, to deny, quote, racists and homophobes hospital treatment if they abuse staff, if they're mean to staff, or if they make offensive comments while in hospital. Just deny them treatment altogether. Well, of course, now we see this rolled into COVID-19 and the pandemic, with white people being put at the back of the queue, being denied medical treatment for COVID-19 based on an immutable characteristic, something completely out of their control, their skin color, in order to fight racism. We've seen it in Minnesota, we've seen it in Texas, we've seen it in other places, and now we see it in New York. Headline, New York to deny white people COVID-19 treatments to fight racism. Is this what they call white privilege? To be literally left to die in hospital because you're white. New York has followed Minnesota by putting white people at the back of the queue when it comes to life-saving COVID-19 treatments in the name of fighting racism. So, of course, they're finally rolling out this monoclonal antibody treatment, which is, of course, made in a lab, mimics the natural antibodies in the body to help the body fight disease. They have that treatment, but they're rationing it across America. And now New York's Department of Health has published a document revealing how it will prioritize non-whites when it comes to distributing the treatment, in addition to antiviral pills. The plan states that in order to receive the treatment, a patient must have, quote, a medical condition or other factors that increase their risk for severe illness. One of those, quote, risk factors is being a race or ethnicity that is not white. So literally, if you're white, you get put to the back of the queue for these treatments that actually work in fighting COVID, which is why they're rationing them to such an extent. God forbid we should make treatments that actually work that don't involve vaccines widely available to the population. But not if you're white. Apparently, you get kicked to the back of the queue. System is already in place in New York, with the New York Post reporting how, quote, one Staten Island doctor said he filled two prescriptions for Paxlovid this week, was asked by the pharmacist to disclose the race of his patients before the treatment was authorized. So he's literally being stopped from giving these antiviral drugs to people because they're white. Apparently that's part of their white privilege. Of course, the Minnesota Department of Health is pursuing a very similar policy, which we reported on last month, They have a point system in this rationing scheme where it says if you're non-white, you get two extra points. The person with the highest points of all these risk factors is first in line for the treatment. So if you're black, if you're Hispanic, you get pushed ahead of the queue compared to a white person immediately by getting those two extra rationing points. Similar system is also operational in Texas, and we feature a video regarding that very subject in the article. According to one analyst, the race-based rationing system violates federal law, namely Title VI of the Civil Rights Act of 1964, which of course says you can't discriminate against people based on race. But again, if you're white, apparently you can, and that's white privilege. And as I mentioned before earlier in the show, New York is actually now breaking down its hospital figures between with and because of COVID, which is actually a positive development, which should have happened 22 months ago. But now they're only giving the viral pills, the antiviral pills, the antibody treatment first in the queue for non-white people, because, of course, systemic racism still exists in America. It really does still exist, but not against the people who they say it does. Meanwhile, someone else who is bravely fighting against racism by literally getting more obese, getting fatter, is the pop star Lizzo, of course, where lectured all day about how vaccines, how masks will keep us safe, not really taught so much about healthy eating, exercise, about how that helps your immune system. Lizzo is contributing to the fight against racism, though, by literally getting fatter. Yeah, really. Here's the clip. Let's go to it right now. Pop star Lizzo posted a video to Instagram in order to celebrate the fact that she gained even more weight. Yeah, really. Here's a clip of the video in question. It was captioned with the words, "I gained weight. I look the fuck good." Lizzo looked nothing short of sensational as she showed off her dance moves in a sizzling Instagram video on Sunday. Give me a fucking break. People are walking around with three shots in their arm and multiple masks on their face if they dare to leave home at all, because the media and celebrities terrified them into panicking over coronavirus. Yet that same media and those same celebrities simultaneously amplify the body positivity movement, even though being fat drastically heightens your chance of dying of COVID. We're literally living this meme. But coronavirus just can't compete with obesity, which is the top contributor to mortality over anything else that exists in the world. Obesity kills 300,000 Americans a year. Stop normalizing it. There were more than 1 million admissions to NHS hospitals in 2019-20 where obesity was a factor. In the UK, we were locked down to prevent the NHS from being overwhelmed. The onerous system of COVID passports was imposed on us to protect the NHS. So when will the clinically obese be issued with rationing passports to prevent them from overwhelming the NHS? When will fat people be refused entry to McDonald's to protect the NHS? Lizzo is already obese. That's not an insult, it's an observable fact. She then celebrates getting even more obese, like it's some kind of achievement. And how does the media and all her brain-dead celebrity friends respond? Yes, you go, girl! Because what could be more progressive than diabetes, stroke, and heart disease? Recall that Lizzo literally complained about thinner white girls colonizing the fat acceptance movement because they weren't fat enough. She also previously said, quote, "I think it's lazy for me to just say I'm body positive at this point. I would like to be body normative. I want to normalize my body. Instagram promotes images of obese people in the name of body positivity, while refusing to accept healthy eating ads, which include photos that show people with well-toned bodies. We live in truly demented times." And no, don't tell me that stating the blindingly obvious is being mean to fat people. Being fat literally kills you. Encouraging people to get fatter is contributing to them being at a higher risk of dying. That's not a venerable social justice cause, it's a deranged death wish. Yeah, it is far better to see people getting offended over fat jokes than it is to see fat people dying in agony from preventable illnesses. What's next? A smoker positivity movement? Am I going to walk around carrying placards of images of my blackened lungs demanding everybody respect my bad lifestyle choice? That would be transparently insane. And yet, giant billboard displays like this have become commonplace. Also note how obesity surpassed smoking as the biggest killer around the same time the culture and media started denouncing fat shaming. It's your choice to be fat. But don't go around pretending it's a good choice that should be respected or encouraged. It shouldn't. Well, there you have it. Again, the same media, the same culture, the same celebrities who demand that you wear a mask and get jabbed to protect your health will then simultaneously literally celebrate somebody who is clinically obese and getting even fatter by calling it empowering. And again, they've used this, they've tied this in via intersectionalism to the anti-racism movement and said that we need to accept and encourage people getting fatter via body positivity, again, to fight racism. We live in interesting times. Meanwhile, UK government greases skids for fleets of surveillance drones over cities because it's to protect the women. In a cynical PR stunt, the UK government is considering plans to allow women who feel threatened on the street, yes, this is an actual news story, it's not out of the Babylon Bee, to call upon surveillance drones that would arrive in minutes and shine a bright light on any potential attacker. They literally want to give people the power to summon surveillance drones via an app on their smartphone that will then stalk anyone who they wish. I mean, he could be harassing them. He could be minding his own business. I'm sure this isn't going to be completely open to abuse, is it? So then summon a surveillance drone, shine a spotlight on the alleged culprit, perhaps bark orders at them, perhaps chase them off. This is now being trialled at a university in England at a cost of £500,000. And they're actually petitioning the government to introduce this. It's going to take about a year. And of course, it has nothing to do with protecting women. If they wanted to protect women from stalkers, from sex offenders on the street, they would allow women to be armed with pepper spray. The law in the United Kingdom specifically forbids anyone from being allowed to carry pepper spray on the street because they don't give a damn about protecting people. This is about replacing police helicopters with surveillance drones. And even the creator of this technology admits that for the same cost of, as having one police helicopter surveil a city, you can have 25 surveillance drones for the same price. But they're introducing it on the foundation of protecting women from stalkers, from sex attackers. It's merely the rollout for the mass invasion of surveillance drones to blanket entire cities, to be whizzing into your garden, snooping on your activity. But they introduce it via the cynical PR level of protecting women. That's going to wrap it up. Summit.news War Room is coming up. Stay tuned.
I never compromise the quality of ingredients we put in InfoWars Life products. And that's why for more than 2 years, we've been sold out of Ultimate Bone Broth. And we could never get the ingredients again until now. And we have reformulated and not just used the same ingredients. We've boosted it and made them even stronger. So out of all the bone broths out there, I'm telling you, this is next level. Listen to what it's got in it. Cutting edge chicken bone broth protein isolate powder for better flavor and dissolvability. It's got turmeric root, chaga mushroom, bee pollen, goji berry, alfalfa herb powder, and a bunch of other amazing known berries that turbocharge your body with antioxidants. And then it's got a bunch of other incredible things like magnesium, potassium, and sodium added. I mean, this sucker has got everything for your electrolytes. It's got real organic cocoa butter powder with natural chocolate flavor and a touch of sea salt, and it just goes on and on. It is now back in stock. Ultimate Bone Broth Plus, available at 20% off and free shipping out of the gates at InfoWarsStore.com.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammation. Inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.